Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the show. Number's 347-989-8310. Going to get to you guys in just a second. I'll play a little more music for you guys. Y'all know I already got to play this to get it started. Corner song, people. Then we're going to be ready to go. I got to play my man. Do I want to play KM? Or do I want to play? I don't play KM.
Go for the money. How you want to love?
About it, same dreams as 14, no getting around it. Couple plus millions, I know it sounded a bit much for you average. I'm just thinking round it. Nowadays, man, the money gets the ball rolling. All your team is stagnant, not at all focused. Scared of the hand I'm dealt, have my cards folded. Now I walk a little different, like my balls swollen. The best out round the world, I've been copping wins. You follow other moves. Copy them. I'm looking at them like, shit, let's just not be them. At the top street, like, look, they go my lobby friends. Just out drilling off a jet, watching some plane. Take off as a run, a bus across the runway. Knowledge of the fall, remember all the things. I'm rapping every night. Into the glass frame, let it breathe a bit as it starts to crash shape. Could be wrong, but they don't know how to smash grapes. Plantains, that's waste, tennis don't have legs. Never follow trends, we defy life. Who cares what's the meaning of living when you define life? These self-claimed kings look to disguise lies, while the one you assure of redesigns nice. You ain't gotta tell me new. I know it hurts, we just sticking to the plan, and we know it works. Here's the music, feel the vibe, that's how we show the work. Being on top is perfect, can't ignore the perks. This, that, whipping a push to start vehicle. When you had bad credit, you believe in miracles. Feeling like the cruise, on the path you like to choose. Remember how to win, forgetting what it's like to lose. How you want love?
Like we should, guys. To all the bad men that turned out to be good guys. To all the bad girls that had to love a good guy. To all the exes you slept with. Good times.
All right, people, I got to do one more song. I'm fucking turning into a radio station. Then we're ready to go. All right?
Don't you get mad at me, cause your brother chose up glad to see the trunk when I pulled up. Favorite mama, I know that it hurts some. You know when we get together, I'ma let her touch some.
call in the show. The number is 347-989-8310. My microphone sounds like it's in a box. I don't know why. Can y'all hear me now? Can you niggas hear me now? They say I'm not sounding good. My video ain't right either. Damn. I don't know what's happening. Shut it down. Shut it down, bitches. Shut it down. I don't know what the problem is. We'll get it fixed soon here. Y'all still know who I am, motherfucker. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. They done shut everything off now. Let's hope it sounds a little bit better in a minute when they get it back up and going. But thank you guys for joining the show here. It says it sounds fine on the radio. I don't know why it sounds fine on the radio and not here. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe they can fix that thing right on up. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know who I am. Y'all know what I do. I'm trying to get this thing going here. I'm trying to get it right. Y'all remember the last show? I remember the last show. And I'd like to thank everybody that came and joined us on the last show. If you missed out on that show or any show, make sure that you go back to yourworldmyviews.com. Check it out. Listen to the show. Enjoy yourself as always. A lot of people don't know where you can find the show. You can find it at yourworldmyviews.com. Always tell your friends. Always tell your people about the damn show. About how much you like it. Matter of fact, how much you love it. Now, we are still having these technical difficulties. We don't know what it is, what's going on. I don't know if the video is still down. It's a damn shame that we started the show late just to fuck up. Don't make sense. Don't make dollars. Don't make sense. Don't kill game. Let the pimping come in. Why are we having technical difficulties? Can somebody tell me? Tell me what the hell's going on. Can anybody see me on any of the channels? Can they hear me? They can still hear me on the radio. Okay, they can hear me on the radio. Now, this is how niggas do. You get what you get. It might work. It might not. Chances are it won't. That's what you get. All you people who are putting up with me, thank you very much. We are trying over here. We are trying over here. We will get it right. We will get it right. We will work this thing out if you just hold on to the one who loves you. Hold on. I'll be on my way. Hold on. I'm the one who loves you. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah, and the casket drops. All right, ladies and gentlemen, can you guys hear me? I'm going to have to look in the chat room because, can you hear me? Does it sound like I'm in I sound bad? Is it messing up? Is it doing what it should have did, supposed to have done? That means they can see me up here grabbing through wires and shit. That's okay. This is a hood show. And because it's a hood show, you get hood shit. I would say good shit, but you get hood shit. Is all of them down? No, it says the flash plug-in that you created has went down. What is a flash plug-in, and why did it go down? I don't know, but it did. Did the other one go down, too? Yes. What is flash plug-in? I need a nigga that know how to do shit. If there's a nigga that know how to do shit, hit me up. I need a nigga that know how to do shit to help out with the show. That is the damn job title, too. A nigga that know how to do shit. Sign up for it. It says I went skinny again. What do you mean skinny? You confusing me now. Somebody wrote in one of the chat rooms that I went skinny. The hell? I don't know why it's giving you feedback then. It pops in the water from my ears. What are y'all talking about? Now, I think they're just fucking with me at this point. Can y'all know? Okay, I'm gonna try to do the show right. Are y'all having an issue hearing me? Well, then fine. Fuck them. The people who say they can't hear me, I don't know what to do. Y'all gonna have to kiss my nuts. Anyway. Thank you guys for joining us here for this Tuesday night edition of the show. We got a good show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about preferences. No. I'm sorry. Excuse me. We're going to be talking about sex, which is always good, but we're going to be talking about how sex and other things, especially on the heels of my man Elmo, has been cleared. That's a good thing for you people who don't know. If you did not read my article, that's why I'm late. Because I was writing the article because I was so happy that Elmo was cleared. My man Elmo has been cleared. Now, if you guys don't know the story, Elmo was accused by one of the little boys who used to come back, used to come there to see the show. You know, I guess he waited on him to have sex with him. He waited on to turn 18. He had sex with the boy. Probably did like most men do. When you get old, we get tired of you and we go to somebody else. Well, the boy did like most girls do, and he really wasn't having it. So what he did was he got upset, and he went out and told the whole world. That the man raped him. I got to ask y'all to do me a damn favor. I like a porno shot as much as anybody. I like a nice pair of titties as much as anybody. I really do. I think I like a nice pair of titties more than anyone. Let's just get that straight. But here's the problem. Stop putting that shit on my damn page. They already looking for an excuse to delete me on Facebook and YouTube and whatever other tube. And so stop doing that. Seriously, don't do that. Don't do that. My cousin used to say, don't do that. Don't put your pictures up there. Inbox it to me. There's a picture that's floating around online, and I don't know if you guys have seen it. There's a picture of a man who supposedly has a child's penis in his face, in his mouth, and took a picture of it. Now, I'm going to say this. I know we live in a shitty world. I know we do. I know we got crazy motherfuckers everywhere. I know we do. And I know these crazy motherfuckers are all over the place. But I just want to say this about that photo. And if you haven't seen it, you don't want to see it. I'm going to assume that photo is not real. I'm going to assume that photo has been photoshopped. Or Frodo-shopped. Any-o-chap. But I'm going to assume that photo is not, cannot, must not be real. For the sake of everyone on the planet, please let that photo not be real. I'm going to ask you guys, have you seen that photo floating around? You guys seen that photo? This is one of the sickest photos I've ever seen. Now, here's the thing. Like, people asked me to do something about it. I don't know what I could do, but they were like doing a video about it. And I really enjoy a lot of the videos that you guys asked me to do, and I like doing it. I really do. But I got to tell you, I ain't touching that one. I ain't posting that one on my site. I ain't doing no video talking about, yeah, miss me with that rap shit. No. Not at all. Uh-uh. Y'all better believe that if I posted that photo somewhere, they try to have me under the jail. Them black women and punk-ass dudes would swear up and down it was me in the photo and all kind of dumb shit. I want to give props out to my white Twitter followers. And I really want to give props out to my dude, D.L. Hughley. D.L. is a damn fool. He retweet everything I sent out, good, bad, or ugly, stupid, or out of line. He'll retweet it and deal with the backlash. Let me ask how many of y'all do that. Seriously, how many of y'all deal with the backlash fucking with me? How many of y'all actually just got put shit up on y'all Facebook pages and y'all YouTube and get y'all friends fucking with y'all and cussing y'all out, but y'all still put it up anyway? Like, fuck it. Now, D.L. Hughley got money to lose fucking with me. I want y'all to understand what a friend does. He has money to lose fucking with me. And he still fuck with me. He ain't never asked me not to do what I do, not to say what I say. He ain't never told me you should calm that down. He ain't never said, you ain't going to get no money doing that. Now, Coke Zero said, we ain't going to give you no money. You keep being late. So before I keep on talking, let me go get my damn money. Woo! Hey, guys, the number is 347-989-8310. I really want to get you guys' attention, we'll get your opinion all throughout the show. And I definitely want to hear you guys' opinion about the show on Thursday. It's going to be a good show. We're going to talk about the type of mate that you're looking for. And then on next Tuesday, we're going to have Soledad O'Brien. She's going to come on the show, and we're going to talk about women. Do they want equality or superiority? So our next two shows are going to be very, very good. And tonight, we're expecting a very special guest. He's here in Atlanta, and he was saying he wants me to come through and host at his, I guess he has a restaurant here. And it's a beautiful restaurant. I got the call earlier today from him. And his name is Danny Boy. Now, which one of you guys, who are you out there in the crowd know Danny Boy? Who knows Danny Boy? And I'm not talking about the motherfucker from the movie, Old Danny Boy. That's right. His favorite song of mine was Come When I Call Your Name. Girl, you make love like winter, summer, spring, and fall. I was loving that song. If you're gonna come when I call your name, don't be ashamed. Y'all don't know that song, do you? Well, Danny Boy has a restaurant here in Atlanta. And he wants me to host my show live in Atlanta once a week. At his restaurant. He said he believed I could pack out the house. I didn't even know he knew about me or heard about me. So that was shocking. Fun, though. I don't know if I want to do a live event because niggas is stupid. I'm already doing one, and I don't know who's signed up for it. Are you guys going to come see me in here in Atlanta on the 30th of November? You guys going to come? When I call your name. Are you guys coming? What we're going to do is probably give out some free tickets. I don't know, but the guy said that the thing on the 30th is already sold out. Who would put me as the, this is what's funny, who the fuck would let me headline any show that they have? It seems like your show wouldn't work if you let me headline it. Well, let me go on and do this, Is It Just Me, before I get ran out the building. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Is It Just Me, sponsored by Coke Zero. It look like Coke, it taste like Coke. So much so that you can't tell the difference, but your body can tell the difference because it has zero, count them, zero calories. Coke Zero, go buy you some, nigga. Go to yourworldmyviews.com. Hey, y'all ready? I think I'm ready. Let's go. Is it just me? Or does it seem like those personal assistants that people have are just excuses for men to fuck bitches on the side? Now, I don't know if y'all know any Negroes that's got personal assistants, but generally in speaking, that bitch is getting fucked. Your personal assistant is always somebody's damn fine-ass woman. It ain't never no punk-ass dude unless it's Elmo's personal assistant. But generally, the personal assistant for the man is some fine-ass young chick. And ladies, I want to tell y'all, y'all better keep an eye on your man when he got a personal assistant. Stop acting like you don't know he fucking her. Soon as I get me enough money, I'm getting me a personal assistant. I'm getting me one. Little fine-ass 19-year-old, I'm getting one. I think they hand them out when you get money. But it's just funny how them personal assistants would try to act like they have a real job. Bitch, all you do is suck my dick and get my laundry. That's it. I don't even trust you answering my damn phone calls because you'll fuck it up. But they want to tell you they're a personal assistant. Men, if you dating a chick, she's a personal assistant. She traveling around with a motherfucker. Understand what's going on. She's fucking that man. Now, if you okay with it, everybody's okay with it. But stop coming out on TV talking about you shot. Y'all see what happened to our head of the CIA, Mr. General Petraeus? General Petraeus was betrayed. He was betrayed by a bitch. Yes, he was fucking that married woman. But if you look at his wife, you should understand why he was fucking that woman. That woman was fine. His wife is old. Understand why this man is doing what he's doing. He stuck by his wife, didn't leave his wife. But bitch, you ugly. You know I'm cheating on you. That's why I got a personal assistant. And this bitch was all in Afghanistan writing books and shit about him, doing all kind of bullshit and papers and stuff. You knew that fine-ass woman was fucking that man. What was her husband doing? With his dumb ass, letting her go around. Y'all better stop dating these damn publicists, personal assistants. And y'all old bitches better realize that your man is cheating. Stop being old talking about he shouldn't be cheating. You shouldn't be old. I'm being serious. Some things just don't add up, and personal assistants are those. Your job should be sucking dicker. Head giver, other than his wife fucker. Something like that would be more apropos than a personal assistant. Because all you assist the man in is getting a damn orgasm. You don't do shit. Anyway, I don't know if anybody else has seen personal assistants or if there's any personal assistants out there. And if I offended you, fuck you. Because you know damn well you sucked a dick as Kanye West's personal assistant. Do y'all believe that's true, or maybe it's just me? Anyway, this Isn't Just Me. It's sponsored by, as always, Coke Zero. This might be the last time Coke Zero sponsors it. I might have went out of the line. He went over the line. He's out of line. Can't believe he said what he said. You like that man on JFK? Well, I'm saying it. But y'all know them personal assistants, they don't do nothing but give head. I'm sick of people pretending that they do other than give head. They're head givers. Lay your head on my pillow. Lay your head on my pillow, on my pillow. Give me head like a dildo. That's all they do. Sick of people pretending that they do other than that. That's all those whores do, is do whore stuff, you whore. I don't know why I like saying that word so much. Whore. Sounds freaky, right? It's a whore. Come here, whore. Don't care that you're a whore. And if you say it slow, it make it more real. Whore. Hey, whore. You do whore stuff. I want some hors d'oeuvres, you whore. That's better than calling somebody a hoe. Hoe's just too real. It's just something borderline offensive, but not really about a hoe. A whore, everybody know what that bitch does. He's a whore. But you have to say it slow. You can't say it loud. You can't be running around with the bitch in your voice and, you're a whore. No, you can't yell at a whore. Whores aren't to be yelled at. You know, like pimps. Pimps, when they talk to whores, hey, baby, they don't yell at whores. Give me a whore. Your mother's a whore. You've been doing a lot of whoremongering. If that ain't the realest word, it's two words in the English language that are real when you hear them and when you say them. A whoremonger. And a bastard. Those are two words. Any combination or any variation of a whore, a whoremonger, and a bastard. You ever notice that when people say those two words, they say them slow? Bastard. Oh, bastard. And that word means what it means. Somebody call you a bastard, it throw you off. You're a bastard? What? This nigga just called me a bastard. You done pulled out Merriam-Webster's and shit. Bastard. Make sure I know what this means, because that word sound real harsh when he said it. Bastard. Then you realize you are what he just called you, because your mama wasn't married to your daddy. Oh, no. A girl told me, you can't call them kids bastards. I said, why not? She said, that word is so harsh. I said, what do you call a man who has sex outside of marriage? She said, a cheater, an asshole. I said, you don't think any of those words are harsh? She said, no, because that's what he is. I said, well, technically he's not an asshole for cheating. There's no feces that comes out of him. He's not attached to somebody's ass. He's not surrounded by gluteus maximus. Maximus. He's not surrounded by that, so he's not an asshole. So, your assessment of him is incorrect. But my assessment of your motherfucking situation with them kids is spot on. It's spot on. So stop running around getting mad because somebody called you and your bastard kids bastards. If you don't want the bastards to be called bastards, then stop making bastards. Why is that so damn difficult? Why is that so hard? Why everybody mad? You know, call my kids no bastards. They bastards. Fucking bastards. Why you call them fucking bastards? Because I seen them having sex. They are fucking bastards. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining the show. The number is 347-989-8310. It's a lot of shit in the news, and I want to get you guys' opinions on it. Some of the major shit in the news, there's a bitch ran over her husband. Now, I don't know if you guys saw it. I'm gonna get back to Elmo. But there's a bitch ran over her husband with a vehicle. Ran him over. Because he did not vote for Mitt Romney.
For Mitt Romney. He did not vote for Mitt Romney. And I was shocked that he did not vote for Mitt Romney. It's amazing that he did not vote for Mitt Romney. He came inside for some tea, and he didn't vote for Mitt Romney.
Now, the shocking part about it is they were in Arizona, and she was mad that he did not vote for Mitt Romney, although Mitt Romney won Arizona. So let me get this straight, bitch. You wanted Mitt Romney to have one extra vote. That's like getting mad at Kobe Bryant for missing a free throw when the Lakers had already won by 20. His vote was not going to matter. But here's my point. When a woman feels like she can whoop your ass because you didn't vote the way she wanted you to vote, or you didn't vote at all because niggas don't feel like they need to vote and crackers don't either. They ain't got to vote. Fuck that. You gonna vote? No, fuck you, bitch. I'm not voting. Fuck you and the little dog you wrote in on, too. Y'all both can kiss my ass. I'm not voting. That's what he said, and that's what he meant it. If God said it, I meant it. He was all right with not voting. But see, women feel like they can whoop our ass anytime we don't do what they think that we should have done. Why does no one have a problem with that? Huh? Why does no one have an issue with the fact that women feel so strong about being able to fuck us up if we don't do what they tell us to do? Think about it. We don't do what a bitch tells us to do. We are subject to getting fucked up. You cheat on your woman, she can slap you in the fucking face. You say something smart to your woman, she can toss a drink in a nigga's face. You run a man over the car, this nigga's in critical condition. And let me tell you how far feminism has ruined the country. Let me point something out to you. When I put up this story, think about how many LOLs I got where people were laughing their ass off. The man is in critical condition. They were laughing. People find stories of abuse towards a man hilarious. Can somebody tell me why is it that people find the abuse of a man hilarious? I'm going to ask a woman. I'm going to ask Ashley from Houston. Ashley from Houston, how are you doing?
Hey, Tuesday, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to know, Why is it that we find the abuse of a man funny?
Well, I don't know. Because there's nothing funny about abuse. I'm sorry, there is nothing funny about abuse.
You laughing, motherfucker. It's too late now.
I'm laughing at you because all of your one-liners are so funny.
But I didn't just deliver a one-liner.
I know, but it's, your voice is like one of those voices that kind of lingers. So it's like, oh, my gosh, she's so crazy. But I guess people find it unbelievable that a female can abuse a male.
But they do it all the time.
She's in a car. You know, I live in Houston, and that woman ran over her husband for cheating. Back, they made a Lifetime movie about that. So I guess if they're in the car, they have more control. But it just seems like a female can't physically harm a male as bad as he can physically harm her. I mean, that's what I was taught, so I don't like to provoke men. But I see it all the time, and I don't know. I guess they just think it's acceptable. They think it's okay. Like, oh, that woman is just temperamental or emotional and she's lashing out. But I don't condone it. But I guess people just think it's okay.
Like, they always show videos, you know, on the home, whatever the fuck. But they show these videos where a man getting hit in the fucking nuts and everybody laughs. Which I've never understood how that video is funny of me getting hit in the nuts. See how you laughing?
I'm laughing at you.
You ain't laughing. You laughing at getting hit in the nuts. You different nuts right now getting hit by soccer balls and footballs, and you're laughing.
Because they always are so extreme when they get hit. It's like,
what do you mean act so extreme? You get a pair of nuts and let somebody hit you in them.
I know. I don't have nuts. So I'm sure it's not funny. I mean, I know it's not funny, but... They just always
hell
make
no, noise. It's not funny. Getting hit in the nuts is the worst shit ever.
Because, like, I think it's because, like, on the comedy movies, they make it, like, when the guy gets hit.
Exactly. Every time, it's funny to hit a nigga in the nuts.
In the testicles.
We need to start having scenes where it's funny to molest and rape women and kids. How about that?
That was, what's that guy's name who said it can, what was his name? Atkin, whatever his name was.
You talking about the nigga with the meat diet?
No? Okay, wait, what's the guy's name who was like, oh, if a woman gets raped, she can shut that down or something? What's his name?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you were talking about, like, it was funny to rape and molest a woman. I was like that Republican guy who was like, oh, if women get raped, they can shut their bodies down from getting pregnant.
Oh, you're talking about Todd Akin.
Yeah. So he thought it was, you know, he didn't think
But he wasn't laughing and he didn't make no movie about it.
Oh, he was just dumb, okay?
Yeah, he was saying he believed, that was his belief.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, think about it. Feminism has gone too far. Well, women feel like the first thing they can do to a nigga when they mad at him is kick him in the nuts.
That's kind of masculine, don't you think?
What, from women?
Well, it should be, like, so violent. It's a little masculine, in my opinion.
Well, don't you think that's what black women have become?
Was that woman black? That was a white woman. I don't know about her.
Isn't that what they become?
Well, that was a white woman, so.
No, but you said she didn't kick him in the nuts. I said kick him in the nuts, and you said that's violent.
Yeah, I think that's violent.
But then that white woman looked like a fucking boy. She looked like a man.
Yeah, she did. I thought that was her husband. I was like, oh, he does look bad. I thought that was like a hospital picture of her husband. But that was her.
Oh, that's an ugly bitch. I would have ran myself over when I found out she was pregnant.
Oh, really? Who made that decision to knock her up?
I don't know. That must have been a drunken ass night. I wonder what he looked like.
A drunk? They must have been on Molly or something. What does he look like? I need.
I don't know. They couldn't show him. He probably got some motherfucking tire tracks in his face.
She was 28 and he's 36. No, she's 26 and he's 38. Or something like that.
Yeah, you got to get them unsaid. And then the bitch talking about I wasn't trying to hit him. I had pressed the brake and accidentally pressed the gas.
Yeah, how long has she been driving? Yeah, right.
And then, but wait a minute, here's the problem. They charged her with aggravated assault, not attempted murder.
Oh, my gosh, that's totally attempted murder. They must not, you know they don't live in Texas because she would have been all under the jail in the electric chair by now.
That's the problem with feminism, people. Don't you understand that I'm not making this shit up? Feminism is the worst thing to happen to the United States. It has taken all responsibility from life from women. They don't have no damn responsibility. Women just sit around and do stupid shit and then come up with an excuse for it. A woman can kill a man and say he used to verbally abuse me, and she can get away with it. He didn't touch the bitch. All he told her was she was fat.
And the bitch was fat. Go to the gym. Don't hit him.
I don't understand how women can get away with this and how we allow it. Hell, my show need to be tonight about fucking feminism run amok. Because I saw we've heard, like that motherfucking man. I want to ask you this, and then we'll bring some more people to come in and talk with us. I want to ask you about that damn Elmo man. Now, I'm the only one told y'all that shit was fake. I said it immediately.
You know what? You also said it was fake about that woman who said she was burned by the Klan.
Damn right. I said it immediately. Even though I was getting backlash, I said it's fake.
They need to start listening to you. That's why I listen every Tuesday and Friday night.
Oh, I like that. That's a plug. We're going to have to use that. But think about it. First thing I said was this shit is not true. Now the boy done came back out and said, okay, so he didn't do it. So what happens to the punk-ass boy?
Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Why is it that the punk-ass boy don't go to jail for lying? Why is it you can't send somebody to jail for telling a fucking lie on you? You should be able to tell you should be able to put a nigga in jail for lying on you. If you are a public figure, it should be slander. And you should be able to put a nigga in jail or sue him for some money. But there are three groups of people in life. Now, there are four groups of people who the law don't fuck with. Women, children, gays. Don't you be laughing. And retarded people. Retarded people can tear up all kind of shit. You can't even put them in school suspension. You remember when you was in school, when you was in elementary school, and they let them slow-ass kids be in school with the rest of the kids, and they'd always fuck up the classroom or the lunchroom doing stupid shit. And you had to let them do it. Your ass come to class late, you got written up. His ass came to damn class 3 periods too late. They never said nothing to his ass. He throwing milk on the side of the wall. Ain't nobody questioning it. They just cleaning it up.
They did.
I remember I was little. I got in trouble asking my mama, why you get to do dumb shit and I don't? Shut up. And she slapped me for asking.
Oh, man.
How I get slapped for asking why this motherfucker gets special privileges?
Like,
he got pizza at lunch. This nigga done took the pizza and threw it on the ceiling. Up there looking at it, talking about, oh. And ain't nobody said shit. This motherfucker just tossed a whole square-ass piece on the damn roof. It's up there stuck. And he looking at it going, oh. And ain't nobody saying nothing.
Little damn.
I went to tell the teacher. She gave me in-school suspension. Talking about some stop telling on people.
Why are you telling on little Daryl?
This motherfucker done threw a slice of pizza on the roof. It is stuck. It was impressive. I wanted to do it. And he just stood there and looked at it the whole lunch. Ain't nobody said shit to him but rub him on the back of his head. There's a little boy in my daughter's school. That motherfucker ran down the hall talking about he don't want to go to lunch. Full speed. I didn't know what was wrong. I did just out of nowhere. This nigga bolted out like Usain Bolt. I don't want to go to lunch. I don't want to go to lunch. He was gone. They laughed like it was funny. This is not funny. This motherfucker is out of line.
I used to be afraid when they would start running and yelling out of the blue. That used to scare me.
It scared me now. I want to trip his fat ass up. I said, he come back down this hall. The woman laughed at me. I was dead serious. I said, he come back down this hall. I'm putting my foot out.
Uh-oh.
Big fat son of a bitch. He just running around. Ain't nobody. They won't put him in their own damn school, and your kids got to sit up there and be confused and wonder why he get to act a fucking fool, and they don't. So there's four groups of people who get to say and do whatever they want. Nobody say shit to them. The bitch can sit up there and tell you, oh, if men and women are equal, I'm every woman. I can do everything that a man can do. Your ass got to open the door for this bitch. House catch on fire. You got to let make sure she out before you run out. A bitch better not marry me and think that shit's going to happen. I'm running the fuck out. I'll be outside calling for you. We equal. Let us be on the Titanic in 2012 and that motherfucker going down.
And it's only one board left. What you
going to
do?
Shit, me. It could have been the first boat. I'd have been in the first boat. Whistling Dixie. Now you got to help us get some of these women and kids into the boat. Them women and kids know how to get themselves in the boat. If they didn't, they shouldn't have got on the big boat.
That's why you didn't see any black people in Titanic. They were already gone.
You didn't see no black people in Titanic because they couldn't afford. The black folks got burned real quick. They was down in the boiler room.
Oh, working. Uh-oh.
Yeah, they were down there in the boiler room. Them black folks got missing real quick.
Oh, man.
Some white folks floated out on them.
Black people used
don't
to
you be laughing. That's what happened. That shit's not funny. That's history. That's history.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Motherfucker floated out of the boiler room on a nigga, paddling with another nigga.
See why you get to laugh?
Because I'm retarded.
That's crazy. It's not funny, but it is. It's probably true.
Let's bring in somebody else to talk with us.
Please.
Damn it, man. Let's bring a Garrett in here. What's up, Garrett?
Man, what's going on, Tommy? Hey, I got something to say because I'm pissed about something since you brought this shit up.
Nigga, I told you I'm sorry. Shit,
nigga,
we gonna talk about it now?
Last motherfucking month, watching football, all I see, pink, right? Fucking pink. See, pink socks, pink shoes, pink flags, penalty markers, pink helmets, pink everything. But
right.
Then, if breast cancer awareness, okay, that's cool. And then November rolls around, and then I see everybody on my Facebook, and she's like, why do they have these crazy-ass mustaches? Because it's November. It's awareness for men, prostate cancer. But don't nobody say shit about it, and it fucking pisses me off, because everybody makes a big fucking deal about breast cancer. But no, how about prostate cancer for men? I hate that
Wow.
shit.
Wow. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. For the past 2 years, I've been collecting money for women and breasts. Because I like women and breasts.
I like
but I haven't been collecting money from men and prostate because I don't like men and prostate.
Hey, Tommy, you got about 3 more years before you getting your asshole checked out. If not, you're going to die that shit. So get prepared, motherfucker.
My thing is, I didn't know. And now that I know, knowing is half the battle.
Gotcha.
Joe. No, I'm gonna get on it.
Now,
my goodness.
Have you noticed like people? I mean, like guys with like crazy mustaches. Like I don't know if you like Tillman or like Jay Cutler. They all had it, and people are
no,
like,
"No, I ain't seen. I haven't seen no men. I don't even looking out for men like that."
I think a couple. I mean, it's just obvious, motherfuckers. You see, motherfuckers don't shave.
I mean, don't make no excuse for it now.
I know about it. I don't give a fuck. What you gonna say? You don't look at men's faces? You a lying motherfucker.
I don't look at men's faces.
But you look at their cocks.
Let me tell you what. I look at a man like a motherfucker look at a person he's supposed to tackle. I look at his midsection. I live in Atlanta. You can't look at a nigga face too long. That nigga gonna give you his number.
You can't look
down too far. He gonna think you looking at his dick. You still gonna get his number. I look a nigga directly in his torso.
No eye contact whatsoever. Just walk by him.
Hell no. I do business, shake a nigga hand, be looking over to the left like I'm Tweet. I look over to the left.
Oh, Lord.
Hell no. You can't do business like that in Atlanta. Niggas be taking shit the wrong way.
You got to be careful because I'm on the north side of Chicago, so it's kind of fruity. They got some fruity areas right there too. It's big. I mean, the street signs are gay flags. So I'm serious. Like, they have stoplight. I mean, they have lights. Just their normal light poles that normally a light would be. It is a light, but it's a gay flag, and it's like every 100 feet. It's like, it's crazy. So I mean, you really know when you're there. You really know. And then you see, you know, I don't know. I think I saw you holding hands when you came to visit Chicago once. I don't know. It looked like you now.
Look, it wasn't mean. And it's some nigga that's on. It's funny. It's a guy on follow me around on Facebook and Twitter. It's funny. The nigga sends a he keeps sending out this same old message. I'm proud of you, Tommy. You've done a great job. You come from when I used to sell you crack on the east side of Atlanta, and you remember that time when you sucked dick just to get crack, but now you've made it out. I'm proud of you.
I saw one of those posts. I saw one of those things on one of the things that you posted on YouTube that I commented on, and I saw that comment, and I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? And then I watched a video about that black bitch who don't date no black.
and I was that like, Orphan Cookie girl?
That was hilarious. She was hilarious. She was cracking me up, though. But, you know.
but you think about it. This dude, and let me tell you how far this guy gone. One, he made a fake channel. You could look on his channel and see when it was created. He's made fake Twitter accounts to just keep saying the same thing over and over again. And it may be a guy, but I'm assuming it's probably that lame Phil Blunt's guy. But think about the fact that someone would go through that much to do that.
That's
think about how sick you must be. The dude has tweeted at least 700 people this video about me that he's made. Everyone that says hi to me, he tweets them that video. And serious. Not even an exaggeration. He puts it on my fan page. I block him. He makes another page. Puts it right back. I block him. He makes another page. Puts it right back. I block him.
I take too much effort. I'd rather just not deal with a nigga. I mean, what is it? Like, it's just like to be angry and, like, to not talk to. Like, sometimes, like, to be angry and shit, it's too much work, you know? Like, I really just ignore a motherfucker and just go on with your life. Don't you got shit better to do? I don't understand it.
That's what scares me. How do they have that kind of time? In one breath, they say, I'm a nobody. In one breath, they say, I'm a nobody. I'm broke. Nobody likes me. I got a bullshit show. So why would you follow somebody that's broke, nobody likes, and he has a bullshit show?
Right.
Huh? Leave me and my bullshit show alone, then. You ain't got to watch it.
It's irrelevant. You're making it relevant by making these videos, by putting these stupid-ass comments around, by tweeting all of these celebrities that I've... And it's the dumbest shit. It is the most ridiculous crap. When your favorite rapper talk about being a felon, and he's your favorite rapper...
I don't know.
That's why I did this show tonight about at what point does someone's personal life affect their public life?
You know what? That kind of reminds me of that thing that you had, a video that you brought up a while ago about that teacher who got fired and had like those modeling pictures or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it should affect that because she had did that shit so long ago, and they weren't even all that bad,
but
you know?
She did that shit a long time ago, but that right. Motherfucker had it in one of them pictures. They had a 2010 Maybach in it.
Right. But then, I mean, but then there's like, then there's, see, I guess I don't agree with that, but then I do agree with certain situations. Like, there was a woman who worked at a Catholic school, and she got pregnant. She was pregnant, and she wasn't married. So they fired her. Nah, okay. Well, you're kind of an example, so you get fired. You know, you're not living up to their standards, and it's private, so they can do what the fuck they want. You know what I mean? If it feels like, you know, the city of Chicago, then, you know, obviously you can't do that. But if it's private or a Catholic school and that's what they say, I have to agree. So it just really depends on a case-by-case basis. You know what I mean? I don't think there's a set, I don't know, like thing that you do. It depends.
Well, let me ask you this then. I don't know if you heard the story about General Petraeus. Do you think he should have had to resign?
Anytime somebody's in, like, the eye, they're going to want you to step down. So I personally don't agree. He shouldn't have to step down.
I don't think he should have had to step down either.
No, I don't think he should. But they make it like that. It's like you have to. Like, you know, somebody
does
something,
you have to resign. He stepped down because, you know, public pressure. And this is what kills me. The people who are putting all this pressure on you are people who got the most fucked up lives ever.
That's why I always said if I was a fucking, if I was like a super rich famous person, all I would do is, you know, you get to know the same people in the media, like those sports figures, you know, when after the game, you get to see, I would hire private detectives and have them follow everybody. So when they ask me a question, I'll just flip the question on them and shit. You know what I mean? Cause how they, you know, like, you want to bring up motherfuckers' personal business? What the fuck they got to do? What about your
but
kid?
That's
just
what's funny to me.
your son was caught sucking somebody's dick in the hallway. Like, let's talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would do.
But see, that's what's funny. Like, the guys that's sending out all that shit about me, they're all hiding who they are, which doesn't make any sense. How can you be the person who's saying, I'm releasing all of this person's information because you need to know about them, even though they ain't shit, and they lame, and they broke, but you need to know about them, and I'm going to hide my face while I do it.
I don't know. You give those people too much attention, I think, Tommy. I wouldn't even pay them no mind. I wouldn't even, like, because even though you're trying to address it, like, you still inadvertently give them attention, you know?
The reason I do it is for this reason alone, because it's the same reason why I bring up these stories. Like, people say, well, if you think there's so much of people, then why do you bring it up?
Right.
Bring it up because I want people to face it, because I know I'm not the only one. The thing about this is I know I'm not the only one dealing with stuff like this.
Right, exactly.
So I'll stand up and talk about it in order to be like a light for other people and say, wait a minute, we need to change the damn game. Instead of giving these people credence, we need to give these people crap.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to turn that shit around. Like when I talked about the bus driver incident today. We need to give the people crap who sit there and watch the damn bus drivers fight, who sit there and watch bus drivers and bus riders fight. We need to say something about that.
I agree 100%.
We need to stop allowing motherfuckers to get fame for taking their video cameras out and recording that shit.
Yeah. I agree.
You feel me on that?
Man, I agree 100%. That's what pissed me off. You don't see nobody bringing up the fact that the bitch, you know, put people's lives at risk. And in a lot of situations you see, man, you don't, like, women get off scot-free with everything, and that shit starts to piss me the fuck off. Like, and you give them the right to do whatever they want to do, essentially. Like, there is no consequence for that. And
yep.
That's the problem. Anytime you do that to somebody, if there's no consequence, what stops them from doing what they can do or what they want to do?
Hey, let's bring Jay Henry in here to come and talk with us. Jay Henry, what's going on?
What's good, TJ? How's it going, man?
Going well. You said you wanted to talk about sexual past and infidelities. You heard what my man just said about how he doesn't believe that. He said in certain cases, if what you did goes against the tenets of what you are working and what you're doing, then yes. But if it has nothing to do with what you're doing, he doesn't think you should be fired or it should have any effect on your public life. What do you think?
Well, let me ask you this. Does what goes on in your house affect your ability to do the job that you do? If you're good at a job and you're the best at it, why should your private life affect what you do at the job, especially if it has nothing to do with the job?
I agree.
What him and his wife did has nothing to do with national security, has nothing to do with it can't affect the intelligence. It can't affect anything internationally or nationally, or locally for that fact. And for the most part, this is what I say, man. We don't know what type of marriage he and his wife have.
Amen.
We don't know what he did to provoke whatever or what she did to provoke whatever. Not condoning any type of infidelity at all, because infidelity is wrong. However, it's very ignorant and arrogant of us to come to any type of assumption of him without knowing all the facts. So I don't think
I 100% agree.
I don't think it should have affected his job. And I mean, let's be real. When you're dealing with people of that magnitude, on that level,
say it.
They have all kinds. They got all kinds of stuff going on. And some of the same people that requesting him to tender his resignation or putting pressure on them, I mean, if the light shines on them, they may have some grimy stuff going on too.
Yeah, you remember what happened with Chris Hansen, right? He was exposing all these people for trying to sleep with kids and underage people. What they found out he was doing? Fucking around on his wife.
See my point? But, you know, TJ, one thing I want to touch on, and I'm so, so glad y'all brought this up, about the bus driver situation and the unfairness as it relates to men and women. Now, I'm one that believes that a man should not put his hands on a woman. I completely agree with that. But at the same time, I believe a woman should not put her hands on a man. You always hear parents teaching their sons, you never hit a woman, a man don't hit a woman, but you never, at the same token, you never see parents telling their daughters, don't put your hands on a man.
Did you see my video where I said that, where I said people should be telling their kids, don't put your hand on no damn body, instead of not put your hands on a woman?
Yeah, that's what they taught in my household. Keep your hands to yourself, male or female.
And my wife and I both have this philosophy. You know, don't put your hands on no. If it gets that bad, you need to leave. And my point to that is, if you can't control yourself, how can you get mad at the next person and not being able to control themselves?
Thank you.
Exactly.
So you can hit and spit on somebody and get mad when they uppercut you and you on the news trying to play the victim. I can't get with that, you know.
Did you see the video I put up today of the female bus driver that beat up the 16-year-old girl?
No.
Oh man, are you watching? Are you watching the show while you're calling in?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not watching. I saw you post on Facebook.
I might have been watching. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play for the people the video when we come back from the break. I'm going to play for the people the video of this fucking woman beating the crap. You know, I'm not going to play it. I'm going to make y'all go look at it. Y'all.
I ain't doing the legwork. Watch it.
I ain't doing all that damn work. That motherfucker take a lot of time and shit. But let me ask you something. Jay, how'd you find out about me?
You actually don't remember me. I'm the sax player, man.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's good, man? You interviewed me.
Yeah, you was trying to get with Johnny Gill.
Yeah.
Well, let's make sure we clear that up. You were trying to do music with Johnny Gill.
Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up.
And I was curious what kind of sax it was. If it was like,
you know what I'm
saying? That's so famous.
We got kind of quiet. We were like, oh, let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I didn't want to put it out there like that, Jay Henry. You know a nigga cut shit up. Next thing you know, it'll be all over the internet. Told you.
Yeah, my few little fans I have already be like, hold on.
And you know what happened? Anytime something come out about you, it's always a nigga talking about, I knew it.
Uh-huh.
It don't matter what it is. I knew that nigga had half a leg. What? You could tell by the way he was walking. Look, he just got half a leg.
Yeah, that's why he moved
I'm always
half.
Concerned about people. And I hadn't heard from you in a while. I'm glad you called in. What made you want to call in on this topic before I go to a break?
I just happened to see it, and, you know, my wife and I have been talking about it, and that kind of stuff really bothers me that a lot of times, especially as it relates to the political arena, you have people that have to lose positions because of things like that. Now, granted, it is a bad situation, but at the same time, we never have facts in. Honestly, it's none of our business what their private life they're doing, especially
Amen.
If they're competent at the job they're doing. And I don't think we should even have voice with that, because if it's our situation, we want privacy too. So I think we should give that to them. And like I said, it has nothing to do with their job. You've never seen an owner of a corporation have to give up his company or step down from a post like that because he's being unfaithful to his wife or spouse or however it goes. So I don't, you know, if you're good at the job and you're the best for the job, you need to be able to do your job, and what goes on in your house needs to stay in your house. That's just how I feel.
But once it starts to affect other people, I feel like they're always going to look at it another way, because if you if your teacher, if your son or daughter's teacher was a molester, if you had a daughter, but he worked at an all-boys school only, you know what I mean? Would you, you know, you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that person teaching your kid,
though.
I think what he's saying is that's
criminal, so they would arrest him for being a criminal.
Let's say he had already served his time, though, right? Oh, I guess that's true. But some people don't want other people. Like, you may not want a child molester cooking your food. I mean, some people may feel like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that nigga's a criminal. He's broken the law. If I cheat on my wife, I didn't break no law.
That's true. Yeah, okay, that's criminal. You're looking at that's true.
And then, they might have swinging stuff going on.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you see how old and ugly that bitch is. Can y'all not understand why he cheated on that bitch? Have y'all not seen General Petraeus' wife? I'd have portrayed that bitch too.
Wow.
I guess you got to get someone who's discreet. I think the big problem is when it becomes a distraction to your position. If you have a public position and you're, like you said, keep your personal life private, well, if you're unable to do that and it becomes public, then it creates unnecessary distractions, and then they'd rather have you resign.
Honestly,
I know it does not affect your job, but, I mean, maybe get someone who's a little more discreet. Then
one has to wonder, though, how does it become public? Because I know the wife's not playing the victim. I mean, let's be real.
Let me tell you what. I'm going to go to a break, and I'm going to tell y'all how this all came out. Because it's funny. It's funny how this came out. So here's what we're going to do, people. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back with everybody that's on the line. We're going to talk about how this came back. We're going to answer more of you guys' phone calls, because all night long, we're going to be talking about generally just what should happen. We're going to bring up the Eddie Long situation. We're going to bring up the McGreevy in New Jersey situation. We're going to bring up our local broadcaster here in Atlanta who was arrested for her second DUI. Let's see if she loses her job, and should she lose her job, because she's a great on-air personality doing the news. But she was arrested last night with DUI. We're going to talk about that and more when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I am. You know what this is. This is your world.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked. Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. Now, you guys know, and I get asked all the time, do you ever sleep? Well, yes, I do sleep. But on the times when I can't get those 8 hours of sleep, I have my own little secret weapon that keeps me going. What is that secret weapon, you ask? Well, it's my little friend right here, a 5-hour energy shot. That's right. With zero sugars and 4 calories, I feel good and confident every time I take a shot, every time I take a bottle. But if you're not ready for the full 5 hours, just take you a little bit. See how it makes you feel. Me, I get no crash and I get hours of energy. So it allows me to get on here and rant for hours. So if you want to get that 5-hour energy burst or whatever you need for that little pick-me-up when you get that 2:30 feeling any time of the day, go out and get you some 5-hour energy. Me, my favorite is the grape. But you can try the pomegranate and you can try the citrus flavor. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
After working here for a few years, I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career, and everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get,
birthday!
I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume.
So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick,
my daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. Hold on.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. This is Your World, My Views. Now, I was talking to Mr. J. Henry before we left, and Mr. Ashley from Houston, and my man, Garrett, who has dropped off. He said he'll be back.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, we have you guys on there, and what you guys wanted to know was, how did it come out?
Yes.
That was a great question. Here's how the whole scandal broke. There was one woman who was kind of close to the general, and the other woman who was the cheatee was married. She's a 40-year-old woman with two kids. The general is 60 years old. The woman was 40. She's a fine chick. She's a nice, sexy little chick. Get two kids, married. You know how white women do it. They be married, and then they be cheating and fall in love with you while they married. Now, she was jealous of the other woman. So she started sending messages and threatening the other woman. Well, the other woman went to the FBI and said, I feel scared because this girl is threatening me.
Wow.
But the FBI went and checked the woman's emails and saw, you know, risque messages, pictures of titties and shit. So this is how he got found out. That's why I don't trust women. Because I don't see too many men just arguing in email and then calling the police after they done started an argument with each other.
Wow.
Now, in that case, I fought him, and this is why I fought him. Now, I still don't think he should have lost his job. But, you know, the old folks say, if you're going to do dirt, you do dirt with someone who has equal to lose or more to lose than you do. Because if
right.
you do dirt with someone that has less to lose or nothing to lose, they're going to sink you every time. So in that case, I fought him for his choice and who he chose to mess with.
But it's hard to find a woman that's worth messing with that's got what you got when you're rich or when you are powerful. Because you want to fuck, if I fuck somebody, I want to fuck a young chick. I want to fuck a 25-year-old. Chances are she don't have as much to lose as I do. But I'm not going to have sex with no fucking 40-year-old. Got that at home.
And in that case, you know, in that event, you know, it's best to practice self-control. And I know that's easy to say. especially being in the
industry. It's actually easy to do. You're right. We as men are pussy hounds. There's a problem with it. But let me tell you why it's hard to have it. Because when General Petraeus wasn't General Petraeus, when he was just out in the fucking street at 30, he never had a shot at a fine bitch like that.
Exactly.
So it's hard to tell a man, because women don't have to do that. Women don't have to deny themselves like men do.
What?
You don't. Let me tell you why. If you wanted to fuck a nigga with muscles today, you could you not? Hello?
Wait, what?
I said if you wanted to have sex with a man with muscles today, could you not?
I guess I could.
If you wanted to have sex with a man with a nice car today, could you not? You don't have to deny yourself any pleasure you like. Fat bitches have fucked fine men.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. I see what you're saying.
So when the woman decides that she wants to get married, it's because she wants to get married. A lot of time we get married because we don't have no other options. Let's just call it what it is. You the best bitch done stood beside me. I couldn't get the bitch I wanted, so I'll get you.
Wow.
That's why you laughing. He know I'm telling the truth. It don't mean we don't love you. But come on. If we had a chance to drive any car we wanted, we wouldn't be driving this motherfucking Honda Civic. Am I lying?
It seems like y'all have more options because of the ratio, but I guess I just don't see it.
We don't have more options. We got to run around and ask motherfuckers to get with us.
And it just depends to me. You know, a lot of times when you don't get certain issues in check younger or before you get to your area or your level of prominence that you're, or greatness that you're going to get to, you tend to, when you do finally get there, you tend to, and I'm not even going to say abuse that power, but, you know, you let it work for you at that point. Because it's like, what woman's not going to want to, let's say, for instance, if you're an Idris Elba fan and you're a woman, I don't care how faithful you are to your man or whatever, if you get that opportunity to get Idris Elba, you're going to go for it because that's something you love, you know, you yearn for, just to say you was able to do that. Now, with men, it's totally different. If you were a man that couldn't get women when you were in high school or broke, when you got a little money and you know you can get now, of course, you're going to go out and try to, you're going to work that to your advantage, and you're going to get all you can get while you can get it.
And have you noticed that most of the time with white men, one, they do it right. They don't usually become stable until they get into their, like, their 40s. That's when they get their money right.
Yeah.
So that's why, if you notice, old men always driving fast cars. That old man ain't equipped to drive that fast car. A person with a fast car probably need to be 30, not 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 'cause I recently saw a 60, 70-year-old man pushing the Lambo down 75.
Exactly. And the thing is, he didn't have the money to buy no Lamborghini at 30.
Exactly.
That's
I think black men are seeing that now because they're starting to, I guess, quote unquote, settle down at older ages than they were before.
But I think honestly, and that's a whole different conversation as far as, you know, one group of people build their assets first.
Yes.
And then play later. Versus one doesn't want to get everything on the back end. A lot of people want everything on the front end, and they treat things as a hustle and don't do things for the for longevity, you know. So they tend to, while as soon as I get it, I'm gonna get it now and treat it as if they're always going to have that same earning potential.
Yep.
Versus let me build this nest egg up first.
If white boys 20, 30 years, chip. White boys do the work early. Black dudes pay, they buy shit before they even have the money.
Yeah.
That's why these dudes always going broke. They be buying shit before their contract is up, before they get their new contract. Like Michael Vick. Michael Vick is not going to get $16 million that he was due next year. I hope he didn't spend it.
He probably did.
That's what I'm saying. I hope he didn't, but like most of them athletes, they do. Vince Young spent all the money from his contract. Then they cut. He spent the $100 million before he got the $100 million. And we walk up in banks with contracts. So it's like a girl told me, I can pay for my house. She was telling me that her house was $300,000, and she was telling me the rent on it, how much it was. And she brought up a car, and she said, well, my car only costs $30,000. I make $60,000 a year. In 1 year, half my paycheck, I could pay that car off if I wanted. I said, bitch, don't you understand that they could fire you before that half a year?
Exactly. My grandpa told me I should never write a check that big, even if you can, because you just never know. Like, I was always taught not to do stuff like that. People just
yeah, you don't have 30,000. When you say you make 30,000 a year, has the year come up? No. So then you don't have 30,000, you dumbass.
Right.
If you make 60,000, you don't have 60,000 because taxes don't take a good bit of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you have
but the problem they don't understand is, but when you sign for that car, $30,000 is gone that day.
Yeah.
Yep. Then you have
it's not
it.
It's not prorated. You now owe that much money.
Exactly.
Now they will allow you to pay it off in a little bit, but you now owe that much money. But you haven't been given that salary that you claim you get, and it's not a guarantee. You don't get no damn annuity.
Nope.
Exactly.
Man, let me quit spitting like this. Let's bring in Sherry. Sherry want to talk with us. Sherry down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Sherry got something to say about people cheating. What's up, Sherry? I gave Sherry this big-ass introduction, and she ain't got shit to say. Sherry! Oh, Sherry. Hold on. Hold on. I know too much music. That's crazy. Sherry is smoking that shit. Let's bring in somebody else. We got a couple on the line. Maybe they give us some. Let's bring in this couple to join us. Robert and Misha.
Misha. This is Robert Wicks.
What up, Bobby?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. ATL in the house tonight.
That's right. We represent.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, y'all are on the phone with us. What are you guys' opinion about this subject?
I think I disagree with most of you as far as dealing with the public life and the private behavior, in particular when it comes to his particular position. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with any kind of sense of honor, blah, blah, blah. All the
wait a minute, how you know about his position? You wasn't there. You don't know what his position was.
I suspect it was missionary. Uh-oh. reverse cowgirl.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That reverse cowgirl, when they put their hands beside your shoulder blade, man, that shit's pathetic. But it looked like she gonna break her arm.
Yeah,
you like if I hit her too hard, she gonna dislocate her elbow. Let me stop before I not be able to stand up for another 30 minutes. My girl did that shit one time. She never did it again. I said, you old bitch, you. She did it one time. That motherfucker had to go take some Dawn's pills.
Yeah.
Felt like Ben Gay for a week. I said, see there?
Yeah, man. But let me tell you what I say in his case, wasn't no big deal for me. And the main reason is, okay, he directed the CIA, right?
Yes.
Top secret clearance. One of the things that they do when they get you is that if you're doing anything where you might be potentially compromised as far as blackmail for some national security stuff, all the folks who work for him are subject to firing. Why should he be subject to some different rule than all the rest of them folks? Because I've done the national security interview. They ask you everything. And with
I
those
agree.
Guys,
I
you got to do it
I
with a polygraph.
You're right. I had national security clearance up in D.C. when I was working there. We were doing a project up there, and you're right. They ask you all kind of shit.
Man, they ask you stuff. Be like, dang, do I really have to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. I was like, nigga, what I mean? Sure. Nigga, answer me a question. I answered them. I said, they told me it's not the size of the boat. It's the most in the ocean. Why you being so personal?
They get real personal. It's like, I ain't never even thought about nobody asking me this for no job.
Mm. If you got fucked from the left by a man that was had a gun up to the side of your head, what would you do? What? And then the nigga wrote down your answer when you said what?
Hey, man. And then they be going and interviewing your friends and stuff, man. You be having dudes standing up, coming to folks' doors with the Department of Defense badge. And that ain't no easy joint for black folks to be like,
oh,
yeah,
yeah,
gonna be some white man in a trench coat with a DOD badge coming to your door.
About, they wouldn't answer the door. I'm like, I had to call a nigga and say, look, if he show up, answer the door. He's not there for you.
Right.
Wow.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's kind of intimidating. So, but yeah, but like I say, he, all the folks that he working for, they subject to them same things. And the simple fact that he was trying to hide it meant that he was in something that could be compromised. Now, if he was upfront with it and folks was cool with it, everybody knew about it, then there ain't no issue where you could be compromised. It's out there. But the simple fact that you trying to hide it and you in a top secret position, you pretty much got to go.
I agree with you because we have had men all throughout government, i.e. Lyndon Baines Johnson, who has killed side chicks. Because side chick that said they were going to go talk. So you're right.
Your boy Ted Kennedy, man, you know, all of a sudden you end up being drowned.
Motherfucker drowned in a tub with no water. How did this happen?
Be like, that mug was in the pyramids in Egypt. How did he come up drowned? It was a fluke, man. That shit was freaky.
What is that? What that one dude did? The DeMoran shield, that motherfucker shot himself twice in the back of the head with a
shield. Like the first time it didn't work. Gotta make sure.
I'm like, nobody questioned this shit. How he shot himself twice in the back of the head. This nigga need to be doing reverse cowboy.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you be having them government deaths, you know, that joint be all fishy. They was talking about this woman over in Iraq who supposedly got raped by some of those Blackwater dudes and stuff, and she ended up, you know, the way that the official story is, apparently she basically killed herself and drug herself out of a tent.
Wow.
Man, that is awful.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all think about some of these stories are stupid. If you look at how some of these people who were involved in these big cases and how they died, it's like the government didn't give a fuck because they knew the people couldn't do anything. The people are powerless.
It's not so much that. It's just
everybody knows that Bobby Kennedy was the way that he was killed. That was worse than JFK. Bobby Kennedy's case was worse than JFK's, but people don't even know. They went back to the LAPD.
Know what happened with that.
How about they went back to the LAPD and they was like, we want to check up on the case and shit and find out some stuff because we believe everybody keeps saying they heard more than six shots. And we got pictures of more than six holes all throughout the kitchen pantry. We'd like to see some of the evidence from there. You know what the LAPD's told them?
What was that?
They said we threw it away because we didn't have enough room in the evidence locker. The damn evidence from Robert Kennedy Jr. after JFK had already gotten killed. After JFK's shit was already a mess. You wouldn't throw away shit. That was the biggest case in L.A. County history.
Yeah, and you know that's a bunch of BS because even now, with all this Innocence Project, they be having random Leroy from 1978 murder and they be still having his stuff.
Seriously, that's true.
That's why I can't wait till we do the once a year we do the conspiracy show around Christmas. When we do the next one, I just love conspiracy shit because it's funny that they use a word conspiracy and you think of a conspiracy theorist as a nut. Because what they do is they marginalize it when you tell the truth. It's like when people call me gay and stupid and black as hell when I say the truth. They don't argue what I say; they just name call. And that's what a conspiracy theorist is. It's a name call when somebody brings out the truth.
Government does all kinds of jacked up stuff, you know. But you know, it's one of the things to where it's just like when a woman getting cheated on by a man, and she know. I mean, the dude's just broadcasting every signal, but it's one of the things to where she just don't want to acknowledge it, so you just pretend that you don't see it.
Yeah,
she wants that lifestyle. She likes that marriage and children, that, you know, quote unquote happy home. So she just ignores it.
Yeah, and some women.
See, that's what I want to know, though. Robert, I get where you're coming from. And Robert disagrees with us, for the people who don't know. Robert disagrees with us and says, you know, for that position that he was holding, he should have been fired. But I want to ask you this, Robert. Do you think it should affect all political life?
Well, you know, I think anything.
Like, what about John Edwards? Do you think he should have stopped trying to be the candidate for the Democratic Party because he was fucking Riel Hunter?
Well, you know, it's one of them things, man, where I think, like one of the previous callers said, that it's a case-by-case basis. I look at it this way. I consider the presidency to be, that's a terminal position. It is the terminus of the railroad. When you get to the president, don't nobody really go beyond the presidency to do anything else for the most part. There's been like one dude who became a Supreme Court justice, but rarely do you have any political life after presidency. So in my mind, because of that, your ability to keep a promise matters. Because especially once you get that second term, there really ain't much in the way of accountability. We don't do, you know, we don't do like the Romans where you're going to get a knife in the rib. So you won't have any kind of accountability. So your track record of keeping promises is about the only thing the folks got to go by. So if you got a track record of, man, you know, he don't keep his promises, then I think that matters. That may not be the determining factor. There can be some other things that's going on, but I don't think that is one of the things you should ignore.
All right, Jay, what do you think about that? He disagrees with us, and he said that your ability to keep a damn promise to the person you married to, and you are subject to saying, fuck the promise I made to this person, all because I want to get my dick wet. He's saying that basically you would do the same thing when it comes to power in the position you worked at. What do you think about that?
Well, like I said, you know, first let me reiterate, I don't condone, you know, extramarital affairs. However, it all goes back to the type of marriage that these two people have. You know, unfortunately, there's a such thing as arranged marriages. People get into marriages for all other reasons, and sometimes their spouse, because of the work schedule or, you know, how hectic it is, they know they can't be around, so they don't mind them going do whatever they do on the side or whatever. Or some people just have that feeling, as long as you're taking care of the home and I can maintain a certain lifestyle, you can do what you want. So, you know, you don't know all those factors, so it's hard to judge. And I personally don't think what it goes on in the home, I don't think that's America's business. As long
so
as
but shouldn't they have to declare? You know how, like, when in football, if you don't have a wide receiver number when you come in, you got to declare yourself eligible.
But I mean, you know, that's not our business. But I honestly think
I'm just saying you got to declare yourself eligible. Like, I'm married, but I might do some bullshit.
I mean, that's just the human condition. Even though common sense is not common, I think everybody knows that a human is subject to screw up. And, you know, I just think we have we as American people have a misconstrued conception of that position or of any position. We worry about stuff that has nothing to do with the state of the country. Can this person run the country or can this person do the job? Is everything being handled?
Do you not think that there is, and I do see where Robert's coming from. Then I'm gonna ask Ashley too. But I wanna know, do you not see a conflict of interest though from a person who is willing to lie like that? Because he's lying to the point of where he got hoes mad at other hoes.
I understand. I completely understand that. But at the same time, I think that should be handled privately.
Yeah, I think he was a great general, and I think he should have kept his job. I'm with you on that. I think he should have kept his job, but I'm with Robert on the fact of, well, I mean, what if he go over to Iraq and get some of that Iraqi pussy and just start acting a fool and shit?
And, you know, honestly, I can only make my opinion based on the level of knowledge I have of the details of the job. So, of course, if you worked in that area, you may be privy to information or different types of things that's required in that particular field than I am. So, of course, you would have a different perspective of it. My perspective is that because of your private life, it should not affect your ability to do your job. But at the same time, depending on the details of your job, and this all goes into what you agree to with that job. Now,
okay,
if it's a contractual job and part of the clause in the contract has to do with your private life, as with NFL players, certain things they can't do because it could jeopardize their ability to play football. Now, if you agree that this could hinder your job or this could be a terminatable factor in your job, then of course. So, you know, it just depends. But at the same time, me personally, I just don't think that infidelity of any sort should be a terminable offense.
All right.
Unless.
Let's see what Ashley thinks. Ashley, you're a woman. What you think?
Yeah. Well, this is my opinion on this entire situation, and I do agree with you, gentlemen, that there are a lot of women who condone certain situations in their household. I know some women who date entertainers who are closeted gays, but there's a contract. Hey, don't let anyone know that I'm gay. And they have to sign a contract, and if they breach the contract and they don't get the money, there's prenups, there's all kinds of arrangements. So I do agree with that. But at the same time, you also have to understand that with certain positions come a certain dignity with that position. And if your personal life interferes with that or jeopardizes the way your position is viewed to the public, once your personal life gets to that point, because just because you might have an understanding with your spouse, the general public doesn't know about that. And although it's none of their business, you have to remember that a lot of the general public, they don't understand that, especially with America. Everything is black and white as far as portrayal. So once you start putting your business out there like that, or you're getting with someone who's not discreet and they're telling your business and they have no concern for your position, that's when you put your position in jeopardy. Because no, it doesn't matter. Let's say President Obama had 4 or 5 jump-offs and Michelle is okay with that. That's between them. But once these women start speaking and telling his business, the general public is looking at, hey, you're the president. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. They're looking at it in black and white. They're not looking at it, oh, he's human, or they may have an agreement. So I think that's when it becomes a problem, when your personal life becomes a distraction to the position that you hold. Then that's when they're going to ask you to go ahead and resign. You have to be discreet. Get someone who's discreet. They have all types of escort services and, you know, different women who will sign contracts, confidentiality agreements.
Well, what if you don't like Ford, though?
What if what?
Oh, God.
You know, first, well, what type of woman will sleep with a married man? That's a whore. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you go to a service or you just go to LaQuisha down the street. A whore is a whore. I mean, it just doesn't matter.
No, there was only one person that got my little joke. Who was that?
Yeah, that was Robert.
Robert said, oh, Lord. You said, you didn't hear what you said, Ashley? You said get an escort.
Oh, what did I say?
You said get an escort, and I said, what if you don't like Ford?
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
But I agree.
Sorry,
with you.
I'm corny. I'm corny.
You know what? I have to be very mindful. I keep forgetting about Tommy and his one-liners. I have to be careful what I say.
And I'm trying not to laugh whenever you said position like 6 times, and I kept snickering.
I was kind of tuning that out because I didn't know what that had to do with. So I was like, let me just continue.
You just kept on saying, you know, this is according to what position he in. I'm like, yeah.
Well, y'all was just talking about the reverse cowgirl and different conversation positions. So maybe
I was saying I couldn't keep it straight. Now let's bring in some more people to come
title.
Join us.
Your job title, the title that you hold, your public title.
Let's get some more people to come in and join us because we're having a good conversation. I've never really started the topic off this early, but we got a lot of stuff on the table. I want to talk about. I got to get back into my homeboy Elmo. He got cleared. I want to talk about that a little bit later too. But since we're in this subject right so hard right now, let's do it. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, TJ.
What's going on? Hey, brother, you joining us in here. We're having this little roundtable discussion about a very important thing because what happened on last Friday was the CIA director, David Petraeus, stepped down because Well, he been having an affair with a married woman, and this is what they be doing hard. They be having an affair with a bitch, and she be married with kids and shit like Pig Bundy, and they just having an affair with her anyway. And it just all seems so weird that, like, what did, like, what happened with, okay, here's a better example. Do you know Bobby Petrino? Do you know that name?
I have never heard it.
Bobby Petrino was the coach of the team who was ranked number two at the beginning of the season. No, they were ranked number five, the Arizona Razorbacks. Not Arizona, but Arkansas, excuse me, sorry.
Oh, all right.
Well, he was fired from his job because he was cheating on his wife. Now, he's a football coach.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say about all that, but sex, people going to get it, people not going to get it. If they want to get it, they want to go out there and get it. I don't see why the media should even care. You know, if a man wants to stick his dick somewhere, he can go ahead and do it. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, that's
you don't
me.
Think, like with Bobby Petrino, you don't think he should have been fired simply because, you know, he was cheating? You don't think it holds, you don't think morals should have anything to do with a person in public life?
I don't think morals have anything to do with anyone's lives anymore because people just don't care, and they're not going to start caring anytime soon. But as Miss was saying, when it starts getting in the way of their job, if it starts getting in the way of their job, then, yeah, it is going to start causing a problem, and they should, you know, they should take proper action and get out of there.
But isn't it going to always get in the way of your job if the public keeps, like if the media keep following you around, heard you cheating on your wife, heard you like sucking dick, every day you come out of the office, they do that. Isn't it going to affect your job?
I think it would affect the way you start reacting to people. Like, you know, you might start snapping on people, but if you don't, if you actually start, you know, like slacking off on your job, then... Maybe
okay,
not.
So you saying it wouldn't be no problem if I'm in the middle of a press conference, because usually in public official jobs you're doing press conferences. So every time I get in a press conference, they say, "So Tommy, what about that time you were sucking dick behind that dumpster at Shoney's?"
but I
answer in a nice way. As long as I just keep answering in a nice way, you saying it doesn't matter. That's not going to affect my job.
Is it going to affect you? Is it going to affect your job?
Like, if I just sit up there and I'm cool with it, but you don't think it'll be a problem if I'm the CIA director and they keep asking me about sucking dick behind Shoney's every country I go to? Nigga got a fucking Grand Slam breakfast waiting on me.
Okay.
You want
if that is the case, I think it would affect. I think the only let me rephrase that. In most cases, I think it depends on the person's psychological strength. Like if they can separate these things in their life and still go on with their normal life, I don't think it would really affect them.
Like Kobe Bryant, everybody was mad at Kobe, but he fought through it.
Uh huh. Oh, when he got that white girl and he cheated on his wife and got her a ring and whatnot?
Yeah, like, I mean, but he's a basketball player. Like, I don't think we give a fuck about the morality of our athletes, because going back to the Roman times, we assumed our athletes, that was a perk of being an athlete. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually feel, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, but honestly speaking, I feel bad for him, you know, spending a couple million bucks on his wife and be like, "Look, all right, I'm sorry, you don't like it, too bad."
If you got enough money, you can throw a couple of, I threw like $20 at my girl, that's all I had, but I bought that bitch
doing
a brand new Cuban zirconia. She caught me cheating. Let me buy this bitch a Cuban zirconia.
$2 million ring is better than half of this wealth. So,
exactly. See, I'm just scared that you guys are not, because Robert made me think of it. Now I'm kind of scared that you guys are just outright throwing out morals. Because if people did not have morals, then why do they have this huge lust to read these articles about people and have them thrown out of their position? Because if the public didn't care, they wouldn't do it.
Right. And I actually put a difference between public and private
in this sense. A public position, anytime you have a high government position, you have to understand that these positions are all political. If the suitability for the job, your public image is a huge portion. It might be the majority of the job.
That
there's
is
all
true.
Kinds of dudes who can do them jobs.
That is true. That's how Barack Obama got his job. It wasn't on his experience. It was on his public.
So if you screw up that public image, then you've screwed up your suitability for the job.
He's right.
Now, like I said, me personally, I don't think those things should have a factor in your job. However, I do understand, unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. So at the same time, even though those things should be personal, I mean, you still have to fault that person for making poor decisions too. And a lot of times people think they're untouchable. A lot of times people think they're untouchable. And unfortunately, we all have the right to do what we want to do, but unfortunately, there's a consequence for everything we do.
Well, let me ask you, how would you deal with it then if you're dealing with somebody that has had an infidelity, it has hit all of the local news and everything, and it's all over the front page of all kind of bullshit? How would you deal with it? What would you want them to do to deal with it if it's not to step down and they're going to keep getting this question over and over again? People are going to keep fucking with them.
There's always the proper way to deal with it, of course, in public, which is what most people do. Go to counseling and do public service announcements, condemning it. I mean, that's the normal thing most people do, unfortunately. Not that it's genuine or anything, but, you know, it is what it is, but then at the same time, you have to look at to how the media works today. You hear a story at 10 o'clock and you've forgotten about it by 11 because you've heard a bunch of other stuff at the same time. So, I mean, a lot of things that happen are just things for the moment. So, I mean,
I agree with you on that. I believe if we wait I believe stuff goes in cycles, and if you just wait it out, it goes away. I'm going to put another person out in front of you guys, and Ashley's here with us as well. I'm going to put another person out in front of you guys, and then I'm going to bring another person in. This is fun. I'm having fun the way we're doing this today. Here in Atlanta, a woman by the name of Amanda Davis was caught drunk driving for the second time here in Atlanta. I'll start off with my man Mark from the 862. I have another Mark on here. I'm going to bring him in a second. But Mark from the 862, Mark, what do you think should happen to her? She is just an on-air personality. All she does is read the news, but this is her second DUI. What do you think should happen to her?
Okay, me being one of those people that's heavily against drunk driving because my sister – in New York, she was rear-ended by a drunk driver with my nephew in the back seat.
You
got to
stop
three.
Using these words tonight.
What?
She was hit in the back of the car, right?
Rear-ended.
No, my sister was rear-ended.
I hear you. We've been having a bunch of sexual innuendos all
night.
Yeah,
I know. I was trying to watch myself because I don't want you going out
there.
So it
got even
Join the club. I was trying to be serious about that, too. I was like, let's hope he doesn't catch this one.
And I was trying not to because I had a family – honestly, I had a family member, our uncle, who was killed by a drunk driver, hit him on a motorcycle.
No, she wasn't killed, but it was my mom's car. The dude totaled the car, and it was my nephew. He was in the back seat, and I love that boy to death because, you know, that's my nephew. And, you know, I was really worried about them. And it was in New York. He was a drunk driver. So her being this lady, Amanda, her being a drunk driver, that's a sign right there. If she did it once and she did it twice, then, you know, there's obviously a problem. You know, she's probably an alcoholic. She needs to have, you know, some kind of counseling or something. And also, you know, whatever they got to do to get her straight and, you know, so that she doesn't do this again. Because drunk drivers don't just endanger the lives of themselves, but other people, other innocent people, which is another reason why I'm kind of like, I mean, I'm an experienced driver, but I'm still really, like, shaken up about a lot of driving experiences that I've had because of drunk drivers. So I'm really adverse to going out in a car. But I do it because I know I got to, and I'm a confident driver, but I'm just not confident in the driving skills of other people. Like,
I agree.
See a truck coming towards me, I kind of test it at the wheel and make sure I stay in my lane, because that, you know, I don't want to be in a position where I can't swerve fast enough to avoid any type of sudden drunk driving instances, because, you know, people out here, they're not doing the responsible thing. So drunk drivers, I'm really against that. So if this is a second offense, then, you know, some type of serious action needs to be taken against her, or she needs to do something serious about it.
All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, should she lose her job? You're down here in Atlanta. Should she lose her job?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, my wife and I were talking about it, and it, you know, it depends kind of on the bottom line, you know, whether or not you should lose your job. I mean, it's up to the employer's discretion. If you're going to negatively impact the bottom line.
No. You got to go left or right on this one.
Okay.
What is your honest opinion? If you were her employer, if you were Fox 5 Atlanta, would you fire her, suspend her, or, you know, just put her in the counseling and let her keep doing her job, because she does her job very well and she's been doing it over 20 years?
If I were them, I would probably suspend her, put her in counseling, bring her back, and then see how the public reacts.
All right. I like that. Let me go to Ashley. Ashley, what would you do?
Well, you know, I have my background is human resources, so I've had to deal with some of these situations before. And, you know, a lot of the times, depending on the company and the company image, if she's bringing negative attention to that franchise, then if it's a financial situation where we're losing endorsements or anything like that, probably have to go ahead and fire her. But if it's on a smaller scale, then I agree with the other caller. Just go ahead and suspend her without pay, so she can see that, you know, drinking and driving, you're going to lose everything. You know, whether it's from you going to jail or from losing your life, this is how it's going to feel. If you continue to do this, you're not going to have your job. You're not going to have your career with us anymore. So think about it for a few months and see how it feels. Because if you keep letting somebody do it again and come back to work and give them a slap on the wrist, they're going to feel like, it doesn't matter what I do, I still have this job. They're going to take it for granted. So I believe in suspension without pay or termination.
Alcoholism is a sickness, so I mean...
Yeah, I mean, she needs to go to counseling, but you can't make a person go. You know, you can say, you can give her an ultimatum, you know, you're going to be suspended without pay.
You actually can require her to work. You can go, if you can tell her if she doesn't go, she's fired.
No, I'm saying you can do it as an ultimatum. That's what I was saying. You can use an ultimatum, but you can't, like, technically make her go. But you can do an ultimatum, you know, you can come back on the basis of if you go to counseling, you know, kind of do an ultimatum situation there. But you definitely have to let her feel what it's like. You know, you're not going to be able to come to this job. You're not going to have this job anymore if you continue to do this. And if she says okay, it's not going to really sink in unless she's suspended for at least 3 months.
That's true. Let me go to Jay, and then we're going to bring in some more people with us. Jay, what do you think?
Well, it honestly, with this situation, you are dealing with a criminal offense. It's not something that's discreet. And it also depends on the economic impact on this particular situation. I mean, I know she may have been there for 20 years or whatever, but at the same time, it depends on how the sponsors are feeling now. It also depends on how would this affect our ratings. So, you know, it's a situation you have to take into account. Not only that, this is the second time. This could be a major PR frenzy for this particular station and for this particular channel news. You're looking at the fact, okay, what is this saying? This is somebody who's been acting very irresponsible twice. We can give it to you once. You may have had a situation going on, and you know you may have accidentally had a little bit too much to drink. But to have the same issue twice, I think it's something that has to be visited. Especially this is something that gets its funding and financing due to how many people watch this particular broadcast or this particular slot.
And, I mean, you know as well as anybody knows that depending on the personality on the news determines who watches it. So, you know, it's a whole bunch of factors that go into this. So, of course, you have to be – this is a delicate situation. I'm not going to say fire right off the bat, but if it's going to affect sponsorship, if it's going to affect funding, then, of course, you have to – I like you, but unfortunately, you know, we got to let you go. It is what it is. It's about the bottom line. Or if it's something that can be salvaged, yes. Let's put her in counseling and let's suspend her for a while so she can get herself together. But at the same time, you know, there's a whole different situation here when you're dealing with drunk driving and you're the face of a news company. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this. She reports news and talks about people who drunk drive and whatever, and they've killed people and all of this stuff. She reports news talking about people in high-level position and how they've lost their job because they've done certain things. Now, she didn't write the news, but she does report it. And the news is somehow a moral bastion, it's a place where you can see right and wrong. Am I right?
Yeah.
You go to news and you see right and wrong, then they dispense the right and the wrong. The problem with me is I believe I would fire the person, one, because I have a huge aversion for drunk drivers. Now, one day I might get drunk and get caught drunk driving, and they'll play this tape back to me, and I'll say, well, you know, I was high that night. But I have a huge aversion for drunk driving, and I would let her go. I would let her go because she should know better. I would let her go because the thing about drunk driving is it's not hard to let somebody else drive for you. The problem is not only was she drunk driving, but she hit another individual head on.
Mm-hmm.
Once you hit another individual head on, I'm sorry, I have to let you go.
Yeah.
I have to let you go because I got mad breathing down my neck. You know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
I have to let you go because every time you get on the news now and you dispense news, yes, people may let it go, and they probably will. But there's always going to be those few people who keep saying, especially, I mean, do we let you do a DUI report when one comes up? Do we let you deliver that news?
Nope.
Do we let you deliver the news about any public figure that's failed and fucked up? Because it looks weird. It would be like Chris Brown delivering the abuse news. It would lose its morality because the news person, again, is the – so if we look at the news as the one place where you see right and wrong, well, the news people are the dispensers of right and wrong. You cannot look at a person. It's like why I can't watch what is that damn show with Doogie Howser on it, How I Met Your Mother? Now, people watch it, and that's great. But I can't watch a gay man be a player on TV. It just doesn't ring. It stops ringing true. It just stops ringing true after a while.
You know what, TJ, saying that, let me ask you this question if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Do you think we as a country has gotten so sensitive to whereas we've associated disagreement with hate and associated actual hate?
And it's like me. I like the disagreement that people have with me. I think people should have – if you have a problem with something I say, then you should bring it to attention. I shouldn't be like this fucking monarch that it's my way or the highway. But I think the way that we disagree has gotten so combative. We don't disagree and fight facts with facts. We disagree now and name call. We disagree now and almost a fight breaks out of it. You know what I'm saying?
We emotionalize it too much.
Yes. We don't even know how to look at things as people's job anymore. Like, that's his job. Like, the guy who would sit there and the guy who used to work the guillotine, he didn't hate the people who were laying down there. That was his job.
Yeah.
But now we personalize everything. So I'm with you on that, where we've gotten too soft. Like, I don't think that people hate me because they disagree with me. Like, people asked me in the last time, they were like, well, you were getting real mean to that girl, the girl who called from England and she was talking. I said, don't you think if I really didn't want to talk to that woman, I wouldn't have let her talk for 45 minutes?
Right.
Exactly.
You kept saying how you enjoyed the call and you enjoyed speaking with her. I didn't see where the mean comments were coming from.
Yeah, and people are like, you were so mean to her. I'm like, no, I speak with passion.
And then, you know, debating, an actual debate is a spirited thing. But, you know, I pose this question because it gets very heated for someone to say they disagree with same-sex marriage or they disagree with an actual homosexual or lesbian lifestyle. And people automatically associate that with hate. And it's called out and made a big, people make a big issue of it. However, on the same token, when people disrespect the highest office in the land and disrespect the person that holds that office, no one says nothing.
Oh, I wanna make sure, I wanna talk about that with you before I bring some more callers, because we're gonna go after you and I talk. I'm gonna go to the break and we're gonna bring in some more callers to come in with us. We're gonna start having roundtable Tuesdays. I like this. This is fun. But
yeah, this is.
You're right about what you just said, and I want to further elaborate on that. Remember when Bush was in office? If you disagree with any of his policies, they said you are anti-American.
Mm-hmm.
The Dixie Chicks, for example, they publicly disagreed with his position when he invaded Iraq, and they were blackballed from the industry, actually.
Immediately.
Literally. All the DJs, they boycotted them and said they were cowardly and unpatriotic and hated America. And, you know, my thing is, it's one thing to disagree, but how can you hate? I disagreed with Governor Romney, his political views. I agreed with some of them, disagreed with some of them. I disagreed with some of President Bush's views, agreed with some of them, disagreed with some of them. However, I don't personally know either of those candidates, them as people, to form an opinion to hate them.
Thank you.
I know is I just disagree with some of their views or policies. But I also have to keep in mind, these people were born millionaires. They were born into money, so they have no understanding of what the everyday or average person faces. They don't understand the middle class philosophy, let alone lower class. So, you know, I can't get mad at them for their philosophy or what they were indoctrinated with as kids. To them, their view is normal. So I can't hate them because of that.
But you know what, though? What you're bringing up is the fact that we have lost the art of doing the let me put myself in that other person's shoes.
Yeah.
Because that's what it takes. What you just did was put yourself in Mitt Romney's shoes. Mitt Romney can't think like me because Mitt Romney doesn't work his ass off to like I do just to make sure that the lights are on next month.
Exactly.
So why do I want him to honestly step down? Like, people got mad at me when I said, we as black people expect white people to step down to make themselves equal to us, and that is something I wouldn't expect anyone to do.
Nope.
Don't you understand what we're asking people to do? To give up their higher ground to become equal to us. Would you give up yours? Would you give up your $60,000 salary so you can make the same as the person who makes $30,000? No.
Exactly.
Most of us would say, no, I got hired at $60,000. I want to stay at $60,000. But what black people run around every day is look at white people who fought and died to steal the land that we live in now. Because that's what they did. Them motherfuckers fought each other to get the land They fought each other, cousins killing cousins, brothers killing brothers. Now, all of a sudden, we want to turn around and say, y'all should step down to be equal.
Naturally, it's all a game of leverage. But, you know, to my point, though, the level of disrespect that has been going on to President Obama, like him or love him, like him or hate him, rather, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I've never in my life.
No, like you see the story I talked about earlier where the woman ran over her motherfucking husband because he didn't vote for Mitt Romney. He didn't vote for nobody. He was like, we're going to win. I'm in Arizona. We're going to win. So why the fuck is my vote going to matter? So he didn't vote.
Exactly.
She ran him over with a car, dude. This other couple, that white man, rich white man, killed his whole family. Talking about some, he didn't want to live under another term with Barack Obama.
But he didn't kill himself, but he didn't want to live. Okay.
And there's those
he killed
that
everybody. He killed everybody.
There's those in like 14 states trying to secede from the union, from the United States.
Did you see my play on words on that in my video where I said they can try to secede, but they won't succeed?
Right. And I live in Texas and they want to do it here, and I think it's really ridiculous.
But it's just like, what can one man do in 4 or 8 years that's literally, I mean...
First off, there's never been a president in United States history that somehow his policy made the country go under. It's never happened. So why do they believe that this man will do it now? It doesn't make sense. But go ahead.
It just amazes me, though. You know, it's one thing, and despite all of the tricks that were used to try to prevent him from getting in office, a lot of the arrogance, a lot of the hate that's going on, a lot of the accusations. It's so funny, and also then you the funniest thing to me, my wife and I had a debate on this tonight, and most people probably would disagree with my position on this, is that there's a petition now trying to have Donald Trump removed from Macy's, any type of Macy's advertising. Because of his so-called racism towards the president. And I was like, well, she was mad, and a lot of people mad, because Macy's replied to one of the petitioners and basically stated that they pretty much weren't going to remove him. And I said, I can agree with that. For the simple fact,
I'm sick of people petitioning for other people to lose their fucking jobs. And the only people that do shit like that are worthless motherfuckers who probably have government jobs and have never went out in the private sector and made a dime for the rest of the damn government, the rest of society. Now, I understand people are probably going to get pissed about me just saying that, but fuck it. I don't look at government. Government people don't make money for people. They don't. Private citizens go out there and they make motherfucking money for other people. They make money for themselves. They make money for other damn people. So when you watch people always asking for somebody to be fired, it's usually somebody that's never built a fucking thing. Because people who built shit don't run around asking for other motherfuckers to be fired because I don't like their damn opinions.
And, you know, I think Donald Trump's opinions were racist, and I think they were inappropriate, but at the same time, they were his opinion.
My thing is, your boycott should be don't buy the shit. If you don't like it, don't buy it. There was a black bitch in one of these groups, then I got to go to a break. There was a black bitch in one of these groups on Facebook. Bitch called me all kind of damn names, saw that people was laughing at my responses to her. That bitch sent a letter to the damn, I guess the admin of the group talk and put up a thing talking about some admin remove this black big lip monkey Tommy Sotomayor. The admin said, ma'am, if you don't like that man, then you leave the group. I brought him in the group for a reason. But you went and ran to another motherfucker. This is, again, why I have a real problem with most black women. They fuck with you, then go run to another nigga and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually can get it done because us as black men, we stupid. We'll fight each other for a piece of pussy we ain't even getting. Bitch fucking another nigga. We scrapping over it. But you watch how these people want motherfuckers fired. You got bitches running around talking about some, we're trying to get his Coke Zero sponsorship taken. Bitch, you know how hard I work to get that sponsorship, but you want to get it taken because you didn't like a fucking video on YouTube that you could ignore?
No, I didn't drink Coke, and they worried about that.
Yeah, exactly. You are serious about this shit? And anybody sits and wonder why I don't like black women, because they run around trying to fuck up everybody else's shit. If you wake up every day and you look on your Facebook timeline, you will see black women trying to fuck up somebody else's shit. Tell me I'm lying.
No, you're right.
Every black woman that's ever been fired or been put on suspension at their job, was it a white woman that got you fired or suspended, or was it a bitch look just like you? And we do this to each other every day. Every day we fuck with each other. We try to tear down any little thing that one of us gets through hard fucking work. I wasn't given a damn thing ever. Yet I got bitches and niggas that I've never met try to take it. Why? Because they called my show and I wasn't friendly to them on air.
Wow.
You fucking kidding me?
Crabs in a barrel.
You couldn't ignore me, bitch. You gotta start a boycott website. You couldn't ignore me, nigga. You gotta go to every damn show I do, every damn video I put up, saying the same shit over and over and over and over again, because you're mad that your ass is still broke. And
you
wanna
keep
another black
person broke.
Yeah, their job is to keep another black person broke. And that's what's so sad about us. White folks ain't got to do shit to us. We do the shit to us. They programmed us, and we run it so well. You want to get Donald Trump fired? Stop sleeping at his damn hotels. Stop motherfuckers from going to his buildings. Other than that, leave that motherfucking man alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just... And that's why, you know, that's what brought me to that point. You know, why are we so sensitive with opinions? I mean, we're entitled to our opinion, be it that people have racist opinions or what, or whatever. You know, they're entitled to feel that way. You can't get mad at how a person feels. I mean, a person can feel how they want. But at the same time, you know, some things are disrespectful, but at the same time, you have the power to hurt them economically, and the senses don't support them. My wife told me that I'll be honest with you. I love Donald Trump's ties and I love his shirts.
And you that nigga, you like me, man. If I like when they kept saying Tommy Hilfiger said he don't like niggas, I've heard niggas say they don't like niggas. Come on, man.
And I like Tommy Hilfiger clothes. I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. I mean, you remember they, and you're a woman, so you remember. Remember the Liz Claiborne bullshit?
Yes.
Liz said she didn't make her clothes for black women. I wouldn't make no clothes for black women. You see how these black women have got out of shape nowadays?
That's what they meant with Tommy and Liz when they were saying that. They're just saying, I guess, we don't really make it for black women, I guess, because the average black woman is not in those sizes. And you know, just because it says your size on the clothes doesn't mean it looks right on you or that you should wear it.
Oh, bad built bitches. Most of these black women running around looking like the Michelin man and shit, talking about they fighting the motherfucking gas mileage.
They literally look like a bag of money, like a bag of money. That's
yeah, they're just bad built motherfuckers. Just I'm telling you, when I was at that and Neffy, you know I love you and I thank you for bringing me out there. But Neffy, it's some bad built bitches was at that damn book signing.
I saw your tweets about that. I was like, wow.
It was some horrible shaped bitches. I said, oh my god, these bitches got toss bodies. You know how you toss a salad? You throw it up and then everything fall back down the bowl. I think that's what God was doing. Like it was like 15 minutes before God was supposed to go to lunch. And some of God's elves had brought out some arms and legs and shit, you know, and just tossed them at him and said, we got to make a few more bodies before you go to break.
Oh, no. I'm glad I'm not in the studio when that lightning strikes down.
Bitch got that toss body, just brew whatever the fuck fall together. Good Lord Jesus.
They got to make some more before you go on your lunch break. Oh, my God.
Jesus, we have a quota to meet. He's a damn it man. So he put it together.
There you go.
Wow.
You know what? Let's go. I'm gonna let y'all talk this out. We're gonna do. I have to go to. I ain't gonna go. What we're gonna do is we're gonna just go because we almost at the other break. Let's bring in the other Mark from the 905. Mark.
Yes.
Right,
how's it
Mark,
going?
Well, it's going well. We're here. Came up with a new name, Roundtable Tuesdays. We're having fun with this. This is actually very fun, and we're getting a lot out of it. We're talking about two things right now.
Sure.
I'll start with what we finished with, and then we'll go back to what the subject is. What he finished with was this idea. He said, and I like when he brought it up. It was Jay. He brought up this whole idea of we've lost the art of being able to disagree without being disagreeable. We've lost the art of looking at the fact that if we really don't like what Donald Trump said, stop patronizing him, but you don't have to turn around and ask for someone else to fire the man. I was really upset at what happened, and this is my opinion. I was upset that they fired Imus over the fact that he said nappy head hoes. So you got
totally
that call black women way worse than that. None of them niggas get
sure.
fired. Matter of fact, them motherfuckers have become millionaires off of it. And motherfucking the black women that was asking for Imus to be fired are black women that had never listened to Imus anyway and didn't even know that he said nappy head hoes until a week later when it was reported by a newspaper. Talk to me.
I think it's fine. I mean, I think that what black people should do and what Donald Trump should promote is for black people to protest his hotels. I mean, if I owned a hotel like Donald Trump that was worth billions of dollars, who do I want in it? Who do you want in it? Who do you want in the hotel?
Nigga, if I own the motel,
I'm on the news every day talking my stuff. Black people are protesting. Rich white people are saying, you mean black people won't be at the hotel?
But, you know, to your point, my argument to my wife was the people that buy Donald Trump's clothes won't be the people boycotting it anyway for the
Ooh.
Most part. So, you know, it won't be enough of an economical impact on Macy's for them to move or
Ooh.
To make a move to lose.
Ooh. I think y'all missed what he said. I think y'all missed it.
I sure did.
Let me repeat it before me and you continue. I want to make sure they heard that. Let me break it down in nigger terms. He said if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And your motherfucking ass don't buy nor can afford the shit that he's selling anyway. So at that point, he don't give a fuck what you think. He's saying the same thing that D.L. Hughley said to me when all the black women got mad at him. He said, I don't look out in my crowds and see a bunch of damn black women, so I could give a fuck less.
Right?
That should make you feel bad, you bitches, you. You lame-ass niggas that said, I'm a boycott. Oh, Donald Trump. Nigga, have you ever stayed at the Trump Towers? You don't even know what a Trump Towers is.
I'm a boycott tennis salon.
I'm going to start boycotting tampons. Until y'all change them commercials, I ain't buying no tampons.
First of all, let me just say, as a woman, I'm a female, and I don't like those commercials either. It's too much going on. I don't, and I can say that comfortably. Those commercials make me uncomfortable, so.
No, the douching commercial should make everybody uncomfortable. When that bitch said, do you ever feel not so fresh? You stinking pussy bitch.
That's why nobody replies to her. She was stinking by herself. There was like.
You up here having this conversation. We in public at the motherfucking beach and shit. And you talking about feeling not so fresh.
That's
like
bad.
I'm going to tell you, yes, I felt that way. Go clean your pussy out, bitch.
Wow.
But this is what he was saying. Look. You don't have any economic control over what you're talking about. And that's why I was so mad that CBS fell for that crap. Because what that did was make black women feel like they could. That's why I love the fact that you couldn't get Rush Limbaugh off the air. Fuck you. I love Rush Limbaugh for saying, calling that girl what he did. And first off, he didn't just call her no fucking slut. So it was a lie by the liberal media running around saying that he just outright called this bitch a slut. No, he didn't. But second off, when a few of the sponsors pulled out, he was like me. That's how I got my daughter. When everybody else was pulling out their girl that night, I stayed in.
Oh, okay.
I was like Frank Sinatra that night. I did it my way. But damn it, we should not allow special interest groups to have that kind of power over nobody. Just don't watch the shit. But stop threatening to have somebody that has a relevance in life removed from their position so your ass can feel better. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you this. After Rush Limbaugh is gone, who are you going to go after next? Because your life still sucks. So you're going to look down the dial and listen to another damn radio show that you don't like? See how stupid that shit sounds? You're boycotting what a motherfucker said when the true boycott is like how black folks boycotted the buses. You didn't see? That's how we got changes in the buses. You know how we did it? We stopped riding that bitch. We didn't go around saying, you need to take public funding from the bus. No, we stopped riding that bitch. To me, that should be the only power the consumer has, the ability to stop consuming. Am I wrong about that?
And then, you know, even as it relates to the ideal of consuming, especially if we're going to talk about boycotting, we also, and I'm speaking as a community now, as a community, we ought to come together and have alternatives. But at the same time, that requires us to support each other and to understand, whereas Donald Trump may make a tie and be able to sell that tie for $20 or $50. If Donnell talks his tie business, Donnell has to sell his
tie.
Stop
breathing so hard, Mark.
Pardon me?
I'm telling Mark stop breathing so hard. Mark from a 905, you breathing hard and a son of a bitch. What you doing?
I'm not trying to breathe. I got a headset on, so I'm a 905. You're right. I'm in Canada.
Tell your wife to let you finish.
I see. Sorry about that. Actually, I was walking around for a second there.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, but here's the one thing I want to point out to you guys before we continue this discussion. Have y'all noticed that all the guys who called in here, because people love to say this is a woman bashing show, every one of the guys on the phone right now, Mary. Nobody called that.
Yeah, Mary, yes.
Every one of the men on this line are married. So for this to be a woman bashing show, it's amazing that these men are not only here, but having women and are able to say, my wife and I were having this discussion. So to me, being a psychologist, I know that's a good sign of a good marriage when you and your wife are having this discussion. Whatever the discussion is, when you're saying, me and this person were sitting down and having just a regular discussion. Because a lot of marriages, they don't talk about shit other than what you fucked up.
You're correct there. That's how you keep a marriage lasting. I've been married for 20 years.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, y'all hear that? I hope y'all heard that.
And I'll
20 years.
You know, as it relates to relationships, you have to be able to talk about more than just the housewives or the club. At least for me, that was always a deal breaker for me. You know, I need to be able to talk to you about life. I need to be able to talk to you about current events. I need you to know more than just the 404 area code. I'm from New Orleans. I need you to know more than just the 504 area code. You know, so I mean, you have to have some sort of relevance.
Isn't it fun when you and your mate talk about, like, the dumbest shit? Like, when you see something on ID Network and that bitch really seems interested and can tell you, I saw that.
Yeah.
You're right. You got to talk more than just sex.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, beauty fades, dumb as forever, so sex dies down. Hopefully people can cook and clean and act like a woman and act like a man.
I'm going to steal beauty fades, dumb as forever. Because there's a lot of dumb-ass, beautiful people, and for a while, it's nice to be around. And I tell people all the time, I fuck some tens and I fuck some twos. The tens become twos after you get through fucking them for a while. They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you,
that becomes nowhere to lie. Is, she's just stupid now.
Yeah.
I tell you nowhere to lie. I can tell you how messed up some people's perception of life is. A lady told me she cared more about being sexually appeased over financial security. And I'm like, you got to be, are you serious?
Yeah, well, I care more about money because I can jack myself off pretty damn good.
That's it.
I can't be in the mood if my money is not right.
Yeah, my girl will tell you this nigga is selfish. It say something for me. I'm like, I done had your pussy for long enough.
But I'm like,
it's never different. Every time it's the same.
And, you know, my wife and I live in two different states simply because my wife was in school for 2 years, and this year she graduated with her master's from Drexel University.
Nice.
And she's applying for dental school, but she was offered a job in Kansas City. Now, it was either stay here in Georgia, no job with student loans, or go to Kansas City for a year while she's waiting to get in dental school. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what's funny about that, though? I tell people all the time about making stuff last. Like, people always say, long-distance relationships don't work. And I ask a bitch, I'd be like, are you single? Yes. I'd be like, have you ever done long distance? She says, no, because I know it doesn't work. I said, well, if you've never done long distance because it doesn't work and you're single, do you know what you just told me? Not only do long-distance relationships don't work, no fucking relationship works for you. That's why your ass is single.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this. You have to think about what your purpose in marriage is, and you have to think about what you're trying to accomplish. When you're young, married, and don't have kids, and you're both trying to pursue your dream, you can do that, especially if and it all goes back to being able to talk, to communicate with each other. And if I'm willing to sacrifice 5 or 6 years of my marriage so that we can live good for the rest of our lives, so that we can have 20, 30 good years of marriage, so that we can, you know, plan our future, and then when we do turn 50, 40, 50, and 60, when it's time to slow down, we can literally slow down and not have to work. You know
what
I mean?
You're doing the same thing we were talking about earlier when we were saying white guys build, black guys just run and get shit right then. You're saying, I plan on being with this woman for the rest of my life. So why the fuck can I sacrifice a couple of years of us not living and laying up under each other?
Yep.
Correctly.
I don't know. That shit's overrated anyway, just always laying up under a bitch.
I wouldn't mind having a long-distance relationship. I actually enjoy having my space, so...
A long dick in a relationship.
What? Yeah, well, of course I wouldn't be opposed to that either, but I'm saying I don't know any woman who would be opposed to that.
Where did that come from?
No, that came from you. That came from you, but I don't know a woman who would be opposed to that, of course. That goes.
I didn't say it, but fine. It felt good to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any woman who wouldn't want that. I mean, I think Mandingo, we all want that. Hello. But I'm just saying, long distance, I think it's great for, you know, people like me. I need my space, so, hey.
I'm with you, because sometimes I don't like needy people, and I love the fact that, one, I'm telling you what, I just want to say this, Mark.
Yep.
He got the best voice ever.
Well, me?
He does. He really does.
Mark make a nigga wet when he talk.
Pause. We got to put that out there.
Mark get to talking, I'll be like, nigga, you take over the show. I'll listen.
Yeah, that's the only time TJ is quiet is when Mark is on the call.
Hell yeah. I've been listening like I'm listening to New Edition saying and shit. But no, but Mark, we were been talking about, and I want y'all to do me a favor. I'm about to bring in somebody else to join us right now. And for those of you who don't know, this is this first one who's about to come in, she's a been in Playboy like 99 damn thousand times. She's got the world's most perfect breasts. And she is the show's favorite.
Hello. Hi, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you like that theme song?
Awesome. I love it.
Do you know who that is singing?
No.
That's Cher. It was the number one song in 1977.
Wow. Wow. My first time hearing it.
Yeah. See, I know how to pull out the songs that make sense. You didn't even know I had that ready for you, boy.
No. I think you got a lot of tricks up your sleeve.
I got a lot of tricks. I'm like General Petraeus. I just got a lot of tricks, period.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been talking about a lot of stuff, and it was funny that I had to bring out that a lot of the brothers, hell, all the brothers that are on the phone are married men. I want to ask you a little bit about what they were talking about before we go back into the topic of conversation. And they were talking about things that keep a relationship, and everything they were saying was basically built and geared towards the long term, not the short term. And I said, that's usually what kills most relationships, is we only build towards the short term. We don't start building things that might take a long time. And if you notice in business, it's the same way. If you have a hustle, that hustle falls. If you build a stable foundation for a business, that business lags. What do you think about what they were talking about in a relationship?
I can agree with a lot of those things, especially Marcus. He's married already. And Marcus, how long have you been married before your wife went away to Kansas?
Me? Sorry?
Yeah, you didn't call her. You didn't gave that man a proper name, Mark. Marcus.
I'm sorry. Okay, Mark. How long?
No, I've been married 20 years.
Okay, you've been married for 20 years.
Yes.
So that's a hell of a foundation that's already exists. Before the wife now goes away and gets her master's or...
Oh, that was another one.
That's the other gentleman there. Wife has a bachelor's degree.
It's hard to keep up with you guys, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that things like that are a brainer, like you said, when people already really have a heck of a strong foundation already built. But I think it is more talent to begin a relationship in a long-distance kind of way. There's a lot of caveats that or obstacles that can come up. But I think that, you know, you can do a lot of things to just kind of get started right foot. And I just think you cover more ground in person than you would doing the long-distance thing because 90% of all communication is nonverbal, and so you're missing a lot of the information having these phone conversations. And then even when you get to go visiting each other, you go and, you know, you spend a couple of weekends out of the month together, and basically that person's on their best behavior. They got everything already set up to where, you know, no real nothing they don't want you to see is probably going to pop off in those 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they tell their boyfriends that live in the city don't come through that week.
Right, and all that kind of stuff. So it just, you know, what might take you maybe 3 or 4 months of dating and being in the same city or the same vicinity to discover or uncover or find out or just learn about the person in a long-distance situation, that could take 2 years. That's a heck of a lot of time to invest or, you know, quote-unquote, waste, to learn those things. But if two people are serious, then they're probably willing to take some steps to really expedite the process to get the bond built and maybe get some little counseling, things like that. that'll help him get off on the right foot.
Well, we're not really talking about the idea, and that was great. And the only reason I let you keep going because you fired me, son of a bitch. But that's not what we were talking about.
Okay, well, you should have corrected me then, Tom.
No, what we were saying was the idea of that people don't build for long term, and this is what I mean. I tell all the people who come into my counseling, especially the women, and most of the people who call the show, and they always talk about their long term relationships or their business. What they did was they walked into it, and they had a long-term goal to start with. I tell everyone that comes in my counseling, I said, the thing about marriage is you have to be committed to the commitment because there are going to be days. It's just like being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You only got 9 months to prepare for a fucking kid, if that. That's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
And when that kid come out, you don't know what the fuck that kid going to want. That kid won't milk sometimes. Sometimes you can't lactate enough. That kid shit all the damn time. It don't never tell you what it won't. You got to figure this out all on the fly. But why do people do it? Because they're committed to being a parent. They're not committed to having a good child. Because if that was the case, people would just wait, send kids off and would only get them when they were 12, when they were board certified, good children.
Right, right. Well, I can agree with you. Absolutely, I can agree with you. I think some of the things that if people really go into something thinking about a long-term thing, then, you know, really they shouldn't be in such a rush to have sex either, you know, because, you know, if it is a marathon, you know, everyone knows you don't have to sprint to do a marathon. You don't want to start out the marathon sprinting.
I'm in a rush to have sex because it's fun. Just like I'm in a rush to go to the movies because it's fun. Because
if it's all about sex, you won't last 20 years.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sex is the least of my concerns.
Exactly. Because when you like hanging with that person or you like talking to that person, that's something. And what's funny is that's something that can literally be established within moments. All of the people that I know that's been married a long time. That shit was established almost within moments that they liked talking to that person, that they liked being around that person, that they had a diversity of conversation. I've noticed the relationships that don't fucking work, and I've always asked them, how soon was it before y'all were talking about sex? And they'll be like, oh, probably like the third conversation. And I'll be like, then what? How were all the rest of the conversations? We're typically about sex. And when you weren't talking about sex, what'd you talk about? Then they'll think back and they'll say, we really didn't talk about anything else.
Yeah, like I'm offended that a person will talk to me about sex without. I'm like, you know, even if I like speaking with you, it's still like, yo, you don't know me like that, and I don't know you like that, and you know, hey, every girl goes through a little groupie hoe stage. I did that when I was younger, and where I'm at right now in my life, I tell you, I just don't see the need. I don't feel a desire or feel I need to have sex with the person who's not ready to be my husband. And I'm quite offended that a person or a man would like to have sex with me without, you know, establishing a solid, you know, way to move forward in the future.
Well, see, that goes back to what me and Jay were talking about earlier. About the idea of we get offended by stuff that typically we shouldn't. We should put ourselves in that other person's shoes. I mean, you don't have to have sex with somebody, but getting offended that they think something is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You should be offended all the time.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense to be offended that a guy wants to have sex with a person that looks good. That's a natural instinct.
No. I know the average person, you know, will, you know, I expect that. And I'm not
mad.
The
guy wouldn't ask you for your phone number if the first thing, honestly,
yeah.
He doesn't
and
know
I'm,
you. If a guy asks you
well,
for your
I'm
phone number, this is a guy.
I'm not asking nobody to ask me for my phone number either.
No. I'm trying to help you out. I'm saying no guy asks for any woman's phone number. So if you've gotten in a point where you and a guy are talking, he didn't ask you for any of your information. Had he not thought, I'd like to have sex with this woman, it wouldn't have
happened. Right. Well, we already know that. So, you know, he could just keep that to himself. You know, I mean, you know, we already know men and women, and hopefully there's some sort of attraction.
The funny thing about women is they don't really understand what men actually truly think. See,
they don't want to, it seems like.
Well,
they
I mean, the key thing is that if I'm 22 years old walking down the street and you see me as a woman and you think I'm cute. You're thinking, oh, he's got nice abs. I'm thinking, I wonder if I could tie that bitch up and fuck her in her ass. That's what a guy thinks. He ain't thinking about nothing. No, he ain't thinking about nice tits. No, he's saying, I wonder if she sucks my dick good and licks my balls. He's thinking nasty shit. He's not talking about making love to you. He's talking about 5 minutes and out and treat you nasty. If
and
women knew that, they were putting everything on. That's what men think. Men think nasty. Every thought is sex. When they see a woman, they don't think nothing. Nice purse, bag, shoes mean nothing. How does she look butt naked with my dick in her ass?
But, Mark, this is the problem, though.
Yeah.
Most of the time in the black community, black women don't want to. It goes back to what Jay was saying.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to understand men.
I know.
They tell men what to think. You never hear conversations of men telling women that. Think about
it. But that's
what
men think.
When you heard a man, listen, when's the last time you heard a man or a group of men sit around and tell a woman what she should be doing?
Exactly.
But
I'm saying,
tell you as
like
a man
said,
what you should be doing as a man, but they don't even define what they should be doing as a woman. That would be
thinking,
me telling a motherfucker as a doctor what he should be doing as a doctor, but I can't tell you what to do as a damn radio show host.
But see, a lot of women don't realize that's what men think. So when they're having a conversation with you, his mind is on that 100%. That's all he's thinking.
Let me interject here.
Sure.
I'm a former Playboy model. And you know, hey, I'm just gonna put it out there. My private parts, they're all over the pages of Playboy and the internet and that kind of a thing. So in my interactions with men, I'm very aware that they have these images in dancing in their head of all those things that are out there about me. So I don't have any disillusions about that. In fact, that's what empowers me, because it's like, I know exactly what you think about me. I already know what you think about me. So I'm not under any disillusions that of that kind of a thing. But that don't stop me from having some requirements and some expectations about the nigga that's actually going to get next to this person. You understand what I'm saying?
I wasn't speaking of you personally, though. I wasn't saying
I know.
Personally.
I know. And again, in the example that you used, we talked about, you know, 22-year-olds and that kind of thing. And majority of most men and the average men. But guess what? I'm not interested in the average man. It's probably only a few guys that...
I think what you're missing, though, is he's saying he was that person. If he's been married for 20 years, what he's saying is it started that way, regardless of whatever else he thought. That thought was still in his mind. To try and tell him at some point in time he's wrong for considering a natural thought is weird.
Nobody said he was wrong, Tommy. I'm sorry. I keep speaking from my personal place in my life. I'm not a person who would look at a 20-year-old guy or even a 30-year-old guy or even a 35-year-old guy.
If you date a man that's 60, if he's virile a little bit, he's still going to consider having sex with you, because I don't think people are just running into relationships where they're not considering having sex. It would be the equivalent of you saying, I wouldn't sleep with a guy if I'm not considering marrying him. He wouldn't get mad if you said that. It's funny. No guy would say to you, that's messed up, if you said, I'm not going to sleep with a guy unless I'm considering marrying him. No guy would tell you that's messed up.
Sure.
But when a guy says, I wouldn't ask a woman for her number if I wasn't sexually attracted to her, that somehow is a problem.
That goes without saying, Tom. Of course, we already know that. I'm just saying, I've met plenty of men who are at a place in their life where they want and they're ready for a partner. And they've you know, had plenty of pussy and acted out plenty of dirty thoughts and fantasies and everything like that. I meet men all the time who are really, you know, ready and desiring a partner, somebody to share their life with. So don't act like
most of those men are gay.
Okay, well, then I know a lot of gay men. Yeah.
I'm only joking with you. Don't worry.
I know, Mark.
I mean, if I'm meeting you, I haven't seen you, but I can assume if you were in Playboy, I'm pretty sure I would find you very attractive. I'm not thinking of dinner, and I'm not thinking about settling down.
And I'm not mad at you.
I'm just being truthful with you. I'm not lying to you. I'm just telling you the truth.
And I'm not mad at you for whatever you might be thinking. And
and I told you I wasn't married, right? I'm joking with you. I'm playing.
I know, Mark. I know. We're all having a good time here.
I keep telling people this, and it's something I said. I always tell people I'm pretty good at what I do, and there's a reason why I have a large clientele. And the reason I look at it is because I'm telling people, stop telling other people what they should be thinking. Deal with what they think. Let them think what they think. If it does not fit with what you're trying to do, then that's fine. But most of the time when guys lie to women and women feel like they've been got, it's because they spend all their time, and this is what black women do. If you go on a date with a black woman, she'll out-talk a black man. She's the one leading the conversation. She's the one making all the requirements. She's the one letting you know what type of man she's used to being with and what type of things she's done in the past. And I keep thinking, really? That would literally be like me going on a job interview and somebody saying, yeah, we used to pay people $100,000 a year and only required them to go to work for 2 days a week. But now we've switched up and we only pay $30,000 a year and we want you to go to work 7 days a week. Because if you notice, almost every black woman will say, I went through my whole stage and I used to suck all kind of dick. I don't do that anymore. Oh, and you keep thinking, why didn't you just tell me that? That doesn't make any sense. That's like me saying I used to open doors. I used to pay bills. I don't do that anymore.
That was the point I was trying to make, and that's what I was saying. If a lot of women understood what men actually thought, men will tell you anything, anything. I want to settle down now. I want to get an apartment now. Now I've done all the freaky stuff I've done before. Believe you me, I'm looking at you, and I'm not thinking of any freaky stuff at all. They'll tell you that if you want to hear
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
They'll tell you that. They'll tell you that in a snap.
That's why I wouldn't even make a requirement of a man. I would let the man be a man. But in the black community, we're not allowed to be men. We're told how to be men from people who aren't men. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what anybody says. If you don't think that's weird, that's a problem. Let that man be whatever man he is and decide that you don't want to be with him.
Exactly.
But when you got to direct a man to be a man, that's a problem.
I'll tell you this. When I first met my wife, we didn't even like each other. She was in school at Xavier University. I was a groundskeeper at the time. So I saw her at my complex, and I went and talked to her. Her and her friend was sitting at the table. She was the cute one out of the two. Friend was falling down, and I'm like, you don't have a shot. But at the time, I was a young, young person, pretty popular in New Orleans, but I was a hoe. I mean, just
hey, y'all got to do me a huge favor. Y'all got to do me a huge favor.
Yeah.
We're going to a break. Call right back in if it knocks you off. I got to go to a break. The number is 347-989-8310. I want all of y'all to call back in. We're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to talk more about should public figures be shamed into stepping down because of their sexual habits. I love this conversation of where it's going. Thank you, guys. I can't wait to get back with you guys after the break. Rita, I'm going to jump on you after the break.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tommy.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know who I am. If you're on the line again, if it knocks you off, don't worry. Call right back in. The number is 347-989-8310. Let's do it. This is Your World.
These are the Grand's biscuits you love with dinner, and these are the ones you'll love as dinner. Grand's mini pizzas. Grand's biscuit dough plus three ingredients.